Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. And my divas in the building,
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
You see, we dropping bombs around here, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it here on GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. We want to give a shout-out to T. We know you're in the building. She's a little under the weather, but she's here. She's here with us or whatever. You know, and before I get started, I always like to mention that this is, we try to promote adult conversations. And however, we do have some callers that are younger, however, and we try not to do profanity. We no profanity on the show. And everything that's stated is people's opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. We're not here. It's not a right or wrong, not a right or wrong situation or whatever. It's everybody's strictly, it's everybody's opinion. So, you know, when you call into the show, you don't have to give your real name to us or however, you know, you want to, you know, project yourself. That's solely up to you. We're not here to really fix anybody either. We're here to listen. And if you can use some things that you've heard from another person on our line, then that's fine. You can do that. But we like to have a good time. We do promote all our internet users to call in and go on live online with your Diva Squad. Ow, my fellow divas, Rachel and T. You know, we, you know, call in and kick it with us. We have a good time here on our line. And we appreciate everybody that do call in and speak with us. And everybody, even if they don't call in, we have a bunch of internet listeners as well. And again, we appreciate all of that. So now that I got all my wind out, you know, I could get a little winded. if there are no announcements, if there are any announcements, we can get them off now. Diva Rachel, do you have anything?
Let me tell you something. My headset is messing up already.
Is it? Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you know, a couple of times you might hear me. It sounds like I might be mute or not there, but I'm hanging on in there with this headset tonight. You almost just lost me. I got back in on a nick of time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that sound
yeah.
like I'm talking to myself right here.
Well, no announcements. No announcements other than we do have Diva Mail tonight. So
okay.
later on, we will be talking about a 45-year-old male that wrote us a he needs some advice. But we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Okay.
Now back in your hands, Diva.
All right. So with that said, however, I do have one announcement. I would like to mention the GQ Palace anniversary party on this Friday, October 18th at 11 o'clock. It's over in the Bronx for those that are listening and are in the area and would like to go over. You can go on to Rich Money's site and the information is there on the party or whatever. It is a black tie affair, so, you know, try to dress a little something if you are attending. But without further ado, I'll go on into our topics tonight, which I think are pretty interesting. And I think a lot of
that,
people.
Before you go into that, Diva, we are also giving out tickets to an affair that will be at the Q Lounge on October 27th. We will be talking a bit more about that later, too. Okay, Diva, you got it.
Cool. We are, well, you folks hear that. We will be giving out tickets tonight to the Q Lounge, just to reiterate. Our topics tonight are, you know, very interesting topics, and I'm going to give them both to you first. So the first one is, if a couple is filing for divorce, is it okay for them to date? And the second topic is, if your mate is constantly pressuring you for sex and you don't oblige, is that grounds for cheating?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheating.
Oh.
Yeah. Whichever
right.
one you want to start with first, Diva. I'm gonna let you start with it first. You go on.
Okay. Couple is filing for divorce. Is it okay for them to have sex with others?
It's not just sex, date, or whatever, you know.
It's separated, and it's an agreement that, you know, yes, we are separated, and we're in the process of divorce. Of course, we're no longer going to be involved with each other, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's okay for them to have sex with other people.
Yeah.
I don't think that they should have to wait until the divorce is final. Not a lot of people can afford the divorce, so they might even wait years.
Absolutely.
For years, you know? So.
Absolutely. That's true.
Wow.
And, you know, I was, when I was going over the topic or whatever, myself personally, I've never been married, so. But I was in a long-term relationship to the point. But my feeling on the situation is, my opinion again on the
uh-huh.
situation is, if it's you know, because there's a couple of different scenarios. Now, if you're divorcing and still living in the same house, I still think there's a little line of respect that should be drawn. That should be drawn. You know what I'm saying? Okay, if we're going to do this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And especially if there's children involved, you have to, you know what I'm saying, have put the children, you know, in perspective there. Like, all right, we're not going to, can't bring none of that around this house. So whatever the situation is, you know what I'm saying, what you're going to do, you're going to do it where none of us could actually see that, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to say you don't care if you was to see something like that. People say, well, I don't care.
Right.
But you get home and you off your smoke coming out of your ears because you're tight. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that until it's actually finalized, it still should be a little, you know what I'm saying, a little drawback, you know, somewhere.
Especially if we're in the same household.
Right.
Oh, yes,
right.
And there are kids involved. There definitely has to, that level of respect has to stay, you know, as a priority, you know?
Right.
You don't bring that stuff home. Do not bring it home. Keep it out of the household, off the block, out of the town. We're adults. We're adults, and we have to handle and conduct ourselves as adults.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're gonna be adults about this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because you know, a lot of times, and you know, people file for divorce, but I don't know if actually filing for divorce gives you a legal separation, or is that two different things? So they try to use that against you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There is just like with people that are living together for a certain amount of years. If you live together for a certain amount of years, then you're considered common law married.
Right.
Same goes with separation. If you've been separated and living apart for a certain amount of time, then you're considered, you know, common
law. You're legally separated.
Or you get it notarized. You go to a notary.
Okay.
And get it notarized.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay.
But like you said, there's a lot of stipulations, and there are different laws, and people have different opinions, and
Right. Because even though, you know, you have some people, like, even though we're getting a divorce, you still shouldn't be with anybody else. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, me personally, I don't know if, you know, if I'm going through that transition. That's like when I was going through my breakup, I really didn't want to be bothered with nobody else. Like, you know, I need some healing time right now. You know what I'm saying? To see what direction I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? And to allow somebody else to come in there under those hero syndrome, under the hero syndrome moment, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of building for a faux pas. And this is, again, I'm speaking for myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they could come offer you some good sex or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? If you don't put it on you or whatever, then you go blinded again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been there, done that. So it's like, I need a little healing time. But again, it's to each his own on that aspect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people move on because, like, listen, we're just not compatible, you know what I mean? And I want to be out there on the dating. Some people just can't handle it. Like, I can't do this anymore. I need to get out. You know, it doesn't seem fair. You know, it doesn't seem fair simply because of the ties that you have and the time that was spent and you know, and all that stuff. So it doesn't seem fair, but people just, you know, they grow apart.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people grow apart. And you know what? It's funny because it's young people, because we start out so young. So, you know, when you get to an age where you're supposed to start really growing old gracefully, we're ending it because we started out so young, you know.
Yes.
So it's a lot that goes along with that, you know what I'm saying? And I would like to hear for those that are on the line listening, all my peoples, I would like to hear from someone of a married status on that, and also someone that's been divorced. I would like to hear from you guys, too, to, you know, just for an opinion, to build our statistics, you know what I'm saying? So, now, as far as our second topic is, if your mate is pressuring you all the time for sex, like 24/7, and you don't oblige, then is that grounds for cheating? meaning when I say grounds for cheating, was like, do you think they'll go out searching for something else simply because you're not giving them sex all the time? You know.
Wow. before I answer that question, the phone lines are now open. Please, the public, if you're listening, call the show. 646-200-3838.
Press that one and get on live.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to call in as with your government name, which I'm ready to give my government name up anyway. I'm embarrassed to have anything that say government anywhere. y'all cancel my social security number, because they just acting up right now. You know, call in as Cher or Beyonce, you call in, you know what I'm saying, Morris Chestnut, you call in at anybody you want to call in. It ain't got to be yourself, like, and kick it with it. I'm crazy. I'm just kidding.
And we have our first caller, actually, Kim. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, I like Beyonce.
We have Beyonce on the line. Good girl. Well, Beyonce, have you heard our topics for the evening, darling?
Yes, I heard them. I heard the first one, I think.
Okay.
About the being married and then...
And dating, yes. Is it okay if you're filing for divorce, is it okay to date?
Wow. Well, I think, are we living together still or we're just...
Well, it could be either way. That's what we were saying. They're different, you know. If you were living together, what would you say, you know, to dating while filing for divorce if you're living together?
If we're living together, I'm going to say don't bring her to the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to say don't bring her to the house. That means, you know, we're not together, but I think respectfully, don't bring her to the house. Please
keep that away from your home, you know. Until it's actually settled, I think that stuff should stay separate from your home.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Just again, a line of respect for what y'all have, even if it's not what it is now. You know what I'm saying? Especially if there's children involved. You know,
right?
Keep that distance. You know.
Yeah, don't bring it over here.
Yeah.
Even though we're separated or whatever the case might be. My attitude is still don't bring it here, because I think respectfully, same way I can't bring anybody there, and I wouldn't.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would definitely expect the same thing in return.
Right.
Definitely. Because, you know, it might be a situation.
some furniture moving. Might be some little furniture moving going on around there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Might be a little furniture moving. That might not be a wise idea to bring anybody there.
Right.
No, for real. All it does is cause tension. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that causes more than tension.
Absolutely. It's just blatant disrespect, though. That's what it really is.
That causes war.
Blatant disrespect. I don't care. Even if I see y'all on the street, that's one thing, but not where I rest my head. No.
Right.
I'm sorry. Well, it's not going to happen.
I'm going to say definitely meet her someplace else. Don't bring it in.
Yeah, that's all good. Go on out there with it. Just keep that
stuff. And you know she's going to be trying to figure out, you know, who I am, what I look like, stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, unnecessary genre, and I don't have time for that.
And I know that's right. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yes, but just to keep the peace, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't a hate thing, like, oh, that's you just hating. No, my dude, just keep that out there. This is still my home, regardless of we're, you know, co-captains or whatever. This is still my home.
To me, it wouldn't even be hating. It's more like, you know, respectfully, like, okay, we accept the fact that we're not together, okay, but we're living together because whatever situation, you know, and the paperwork is already filed, so let's just say, respectfully, you know, don't do it. Now, of course, you know, people will probably say, oh, well, you can't tell that man, you know, whether to bring somebody there or not. Okay, but I could tell that man if he brings somebody there, what's going to happen?
Right, right.
He can leave the body there with that person.
Exactly.
His stuff will be put out in the street, not on the side of the street, in the street.
In it.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you already know.
Oh, wait, it's an exhale moment, you know.
Yeah. A woo-saw moment or something. Come on now. Now, as far as our second topic is, if your mate pressures you all the time for sex, when I'm telling you all the time, 2, 3, 4 times a day, and you don't oblige, do you think that's grounds for cheating, meaning that you think they'll go out there and find something else or be with somebody else for sex because you're not giving it to them like they want you?
Well, see, the problem with that is I think that if you are in a relationship, you know, the sex goes along with it, especially if it started with sex, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't all of a sudden start with sex and the next thing you know, you don't want to have sex anymore, you know.
Right.
You can't do that because then that's like, okay, is it grounds of cheating? Tell me that you're not happy, you just don't want to do it, and then keep it moving, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't say it's grounds for cheating. I would say it would be a red flag. And it will be grounds to sit down and communicate about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my mate, oh, he don't have to pressure me. Just look at me.
I think I'll be more the pressing one.
You know, look, just look at me a certain way. Give me that look, you know. That look.
You just got the bomb drop.
Just look at me a certain way, and he don't even gotta say nothing. Just look at me, you know. Or nine
That's
times
it.
Out of ten, I'm gonna look at him and say, "Hey, what's up?"
So let me ask you a question: What percentage of sex do you think is part of the relationship?
Oh God! Right. my name is Beyonce. So
Beyonce. My bad.
And I'm going to dance.
What percentage do you and Jay got? What percentage of you and Jay relationship is sex?
All right. Don't judge me. About 90%. Don't judge me. 90%.
So your name Beyonce Oblige. That's what it is. Beyonce Oblige is on the line. Let me find out. It's really, really important, though, because like you said, most of the time, relationships start out because of the sex. You understand what I'm saying? It determines how long you're going to deal with a person from the beginning. Like, all right, you're a good person, ain't nice and everything, but the sex is trash. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay around.
But see, you know what's funny is I think that even if you meet somebody, right? And you know, you guys are dating and stuff like that, everything's going good. And then when it comes time to, you know, perform, if it's not good, to me, I think there's ways to make it better.
Might have to teach him a little something. It's all good.
Right. But, you know, if you get that person that's, you know, more experienced, hey, you could teach me. It's okay.
Hey, listen. Hey, I surrender. I surrender, honey.
I will not be mad whatsoever. You could teach me. I don't care. You could teach me, guide me, let me know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you see, you know what? Yesterday I was having a conversation with one of my best friends, which is a male, you know what I'm saying? And we were talking about, you know, sex and all that stuff. And we were saying how your sex could be the bomb, but not everybody's rhythm match. Not everybody's rhythm matches when it comes to doing it. I don't know if y'all really, I can't really get too graphic or whatever into the full detail. but
right.
Not everybody's rhythm match. You know what I'm saying? You could have had a bomb, but this person, y'all, yes, for some reason it can't connect, and it just ain't happening. You know what I'm saying?
But
so
you know what? That's why you go out dancing before you give the goods, okay? You go out dancing, because if that person is standing there and he's not moving, that lets you know that his rhythm is no good. if you could dance and y'all just grind into your own beat and your own head right there, and you don't even got to say nothing, that lets you know right there. If you lean back and he leans back with you, that lets you know. So we gonna go out dancing. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to say, okay, the first time, all right, you know, we getting to know each other. We feeling each other out. But that second time we go out dancing and stuff like that and you stiff as a board, don't even try it. Like, really.
Yeah, you can't even keep up with the beat. Let's go.
Right. Well, if you got somebody grinding in front of you and you standing there like, that's my girl right there. And meanwhile, you ain't even get it together. I want to see you dance.
Yeah, let me see. Because like that song said, I like the way you move. About Outkast and Kofi Brown. Come on now. Listen, when they say it ain't the size, it's the motion, it's the truth. You understand what I'm saying? People don't understand that.
Now, Diva, I disagree with you with that. Now.
No, trust me. I mean, this is from experience where the size, I had one bigger than another, and it didn't do it for me. You understand? Because his was so big, so he was actually missing my mark. That's all. That was all for him. You understand what I'm saying? Now the smaller dude, you know what I'm saying? Physically, we connected, and it was on a pop, and he, you know what I'm saying, had to change the sheets.
Oh God! Oh God!
Sheets because it was just so wet. Like really, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to keep my vocabulary down, so you know, to respect our rules around here. But it that's not, you know, but sex is about at least 70% of most people's relationship.
Hey, I'm saying 90. I'm just saying.
Hey, like, listen, Beyonce oblige, whatever you got going on, y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to let you go with the 70, but I'm going to say 90, because it's not right. You know, communication is right there. I say communication and sex is right there at 90%.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
You know, communication and the sex thing, because if the sex isn't good, then you know the communication's going to be whack. You know, to me.
Absolutely.
Because I've been, you know, I had a couple relationships, and when I tell you, the communication was whack, the sex was whack, because I'm mad at you, and you think because we can have makeup sex, so that makes a difference. It don't, because when we done, I'm still mad at you.
You're right. When you're lacking one thing, you got to make up for it. You got to double up on it and something else. You know what I'm saying? So now if you get a person like that, when you lack communication and all that stuff, you must have a boatload of money. And I ain't even lying. Call it what you want. You know what I'm saying? So
even that money only gonna take me to the store and buy some things.
Absolutely. Then I still don't like you. Once I buy them, like, now what? Like, ooh, I don't even wanna look at you. That's why I've never been after people for money, you know what I'm saying now.
Look, he would be very upset because I have to go to the store and go right to the you know what store and buy some things and sit right there in front of him. So, you know what? This is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying 100% because I've been there, done that. Like,
you know?
Really? Yep. Sure has. Let me tell you, it gives you such a power, a sense of power, a control. Like, it's unexplainable. You'd have to do it to actually see what I'm talking about.
What do you guys think, though? Because, like, I had a coworker tell me that, oh, you know, it's not really that important. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? To you, it's not important because you're not a sexual person. So if you're not a sexual person, then, you know, the sex is not that important. But to me, if you have your mate asking you for it,
mm-hmm.
and you're still like, oh, God, please, you know, and you feel like, okay, I don't want to do it. So tell him you don't want to do it, and the reason you don't want to do it Don't keep them there when you know that you're not happy with the relationship overall.
Right.
You know, because I had my coworker, her boyfriend, he cheated on her a couple times. And one time he cheated on her and he gave her an STD.
Oh.
So ever since he gave her the STD, she's more like, okay, we're together for the family, but, you know, I don't want him to touch me. Okay, so why are you with him? Because he's trying to make
another baby.
Yeah,
why are you there?
He want another baby, and you going along with it because you stopped taking your pills, but yet, I don't know. If I'm in a relationship and you give me an STD, I can't be with you because that tells me you nasty.
Yeah, you're just out there sticking anything.
And if you're not nasty, the person that you're with was nasty, so that makes you just as nasty as that person.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Y'all nasty.
Yeah, nasty. So you know what? You take your nasty self, and you go ahead and be with her, because y'all nasty together. I would say that would be me. The communication would have to definitely come into play, where they would have to communicate, you know, about the whole sex thing first, you know. And once you communicate, and if it's still not good, or the communication's still whack, and then the sex is whack, and you don't want him to touch you, then tell him. And then after you tell him, then you do your thing and let him do his thing. This way, at least y'all know what y'all getting into, you know.
I just want this, you know what I'm saying? Hit me off, and then, you know what I'm saying, you do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's when it becomes unsafe sometimes.
Right, because once I feel like, okay, you know, I tried to understand what she was saying, but okay, once he give me that STD, I'm sorry, but I can't come back from that.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Because it's bad enough you cheated, but then you cheated unprotected, and then he didn't even tell her that he cheated.
He still has not confessed to it?
See, he didn't at the time, and that was the problem. He didn't confess to what he had did until she went to the doctor, and the doctor checked her and told her she had the STD, and then he said, yeah, I cheated. And she said, okay, but when were you going to tell me? You could have killed me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what he said? He was saying that it was because of communication. Okay, so the communication was bad. The relationship was going sour temporarily. But then what you do is you go sleep with the ex-girl and know that you got something and didn't even say nothing.
Nasty. That's ready to go postal then.
Who are you telling? I was mad for her, and I think I was even more upset that she stayed with him. She's still with him, but she don't want him to touch her. That's what I'm saying. Like, with your topic, you know, you said is it grounds, you know, for cheating and stuff like that. And my thing is after you communicate, and he communicated, you know, and she communicated after she got tested, you know, and then he finally said, okay, well, yeah, you know, I cheated or whatever. So her answer, you know, the way she said it to me was like, okay, but I told him this is what I got, but he acted like he knew already.
Yes, because he didn't know.
Of course he did. So he was going to let you walk around with an infection and not say nothing, pretty much.
Yeah.
So how does he respect you?
Very selfish.
Okay.
How does he respect you?
She should have left him. She was a fool for saying, I'm sorry to say. I've been there.
You know, now you're just pretending anyway. You're talking about you're there for the family. You could be a family and not be together. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could still be co-parents. All right, we'll call and discuss the kids when it comes to school or whatever the situation is. I'm gonna call you up. You know what I'm saying? We could even go out to have lunch and all that stuff if necessary. But as far as staying there and eating 10 pounds of that crap, it's not that serious.
But see, you know what? I'll be honest with you. You know, as she was talking to her, because I'm not one to ever tell anybody to leave their man, you know, because I don't feel I have that place to tell them, okay, well, leave your man because he's no good, you know.
Right.
I think that's up to that person. So I'm going to say communicate about it, and that's what I told her. But now, like, you know, when she tells me things, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, don't judge me. I'm not judging you, but I'm going to say it couldn't have been me.
Yeah, exactly.
That couldn't have been me because, you know what, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to look at you, and I'm praying that God helps me with my tongue and my hands.
Right. Right, that's when you gotta hit them knees hard.
Right. Well, her answer was just like, you know, she was very upset, and I understood. But my thing is you're upset for what? You upset because you got the STD, or you upset because he cheated? Or
right,
are you upset because he didn't tell you that he cheated and got the STD, but he already got checked?
Mm.
So my thing is, you got to be kidding me, you know? But I couldn't tell her, like, you know what? Oh, leave that guy. He's nasty, you know? I was just like, yo, that's crazy. Where they do that at? Like,
that's,
you know?
That's like that Tyler Perry's movie, Why Did I Get Married? And the girl Tasha. Tasha caught, you know, she had BD, and she went and got her shot and everything, and then her man caught it. She didn't even tell him, you know what I'm saying? And he tried to choke her out, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It gets dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Because you get people that you'll snap, like, are you serious? You really, you know what I'm saying? You really gave me this? You really had this knowing you had it, and you ain't saying nothing? Like you said, you could have killed me.
Yep.
Killed me.
Because she would have been walking around, and I told her, I said, and you know, and you're trying to get pregnant, I said, but you can give the baby something. Imagine
exactly.
How many times you're going to walk around talking about, oh, you know, my man. And then when I finally met this guy, when I tell you, I was like, yo, this guy is ugly. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like,
and he ugly on top of it? Oh, she said she needs to go seek some counseling, like maybe get some self-esteem counseling or something.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, self-esteem.
I'm like, leave him right in the street. Do not even take him home. Don't take him back. You know, that's what I wanted to tell her. But I couldn't tell her. And she, mind you, and she's still with him now, and he still want a baby, you know, and still ready to fight whatever she got to fight. But my thing is, listen, what you fighting for?
Right, right.
He already cheated, and he showed you he's not loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
If he's loyal to me, how you going to bring me home something and not even tell me?
Wow.
And then you mad when I talk to you about it. You mad.
Right, right.
Mm. See, I said, if I was you and he spoke to me, I'd be all over him. That would be a reason to be mad. But just me talking to you and showing you the note from the doctor, you shouldn't be mad because you cheated.
Yeah, you started that.
You know, you did that. I didn't do that. But since you're mad, I'm going to give you a reason to be mad because I'm going to jump all over you. And then I want to know who the skank you was with.
Right. Right, right. Yeah, now I'm ready to confront people about this stuff because it's like I'm just not one to be disrespected. I mean, that disrespect always somehow brings me out of character. You know what I mean? So it's like that was disrespectful. So now you know what's about to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. That's
you
crazy.
You got to lay in my bed. You got to lay up in my bed and kiss my child, knowing somebody else. Are you kidding? So how do you come back from that? Because to me, your self-esteem got to be shot. You're not ugly. You're a pretty girl. You can have whatever guy you want to. But if you're walking around going to keep somebody that gave you an STD, that makes you look real crazy.
Right.
Nobody knows about it. Okay, so that makes it right?
Right.
I said, you know who know about it? The person that gave him the STD, because she's sitting there with him, both of y'all.
And you know it. And some people have that selfish attitude, like, I'm going to give it. I got it, so now I'm giving it to everybody else. Like, stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Very selfish.
Very
you know?
Selfish. Yep.
Somebody has to take the initiative. Like, listen, now even though we're together, you got to wear condoms. You know what I'm saying? You got to strap up because I don't even trust you.
Let me
and
tell you.
You talk about she trying to have a baby. Are you serious?
If it was me, you ain't even got to strap up. You know why? Because you ain't getting it.
Because you're done. Yeah, that's it.
You're done.
You were done.
Because to me, even like in my marriage now, it's like, okay, if something went wrong and he decided he wanted to do something different, my thing is, okay, we've been together long enough for you to tell me I'm not happy and I'm leaving, and leave it at that. But if you say you cheat and you run in somebody raw and you think that's acceptable, you out of your mind. So
yeah,
when
you
I sit down
You
and I'm
tripping.
In jail, and I need somebody to bail me out, you know, and you in the hospital or something, then understand where I'm coming from. Do me a favor, tell my family and let them know the situation, because I'm a teller when I get out, and I'm going to blast you for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that, wow. Again, that goes back to the topic, like, you know, if you meet, because women, some women press just as much as men. Like,
right.
You know, they come in,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Listen, can you, I'm ready right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's go upstairs for a minute. Let me get that thing off. You know what I'm saying? And
let me
like, no. And if you and my personal opinion, like if you like turning them down all the time, I don't think you're attracted to them sexually.
Right. Well, anyway, Diva, we have another caller. Shah, are you there? Shah.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Shah.
Y'all sound
kind of
good.
Hey, Sha. Does Sha sound kind of what?
You sound pretty good there.
Sha, that meet Beyonce Oblige. That's Beyonce Oblige. I just stated that.
Beyonce Oblige. Okay.
Yes. Beyonce Oblige right there. Oblige. You know, with 90% of her relationship is about the sex. have you heard our topic for the evening, Sha?
I heard the first topic about the divorce.
Yeah, if it's okay to date while filing for a divorce.
There's a lot of ways you can look at that. See, because you got to think about it. First, you got to think about who house is it. Did this person want to leave or not? You understand? Me personally, mm-hmm. I feel like if you're in a marriage and y'all are getting a divorce, I agree. Do not bring them around the house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because now you're being, upon being, depending on what the situation was for you to get divorced, now
mm-hmm.
you're being disrespectful.
Absolutely.
You understand? So it's a lot of ways you look at that. But then you got to look at it, what if it was a domestic violence and a person don't want to leave?
Right.
Now, how was you supposed to stop your life because this person don't want to leave? You were
right,
somebody
right,
new.
Right.
So if you were somebody new and this person don't want to leave and they stay in there just to be spiteful, then it's mm-hmm. the fact of, okay, well, you know what? I got to do what I got to do. That a person got to do what they got to do.
Yep.
But in the case of the matter, I feel like if you get a divorce, make sure the divorce is final. I don't think if you got a divorce, you shouldn't. If you're with somebody, that don't mean you can't have sex with them or, you know, have a conversation or anything going on. You're getting a divorce unless you're not sure about the divorce.
Right,
once
right,
once you're
totally
sure about that divorce, then just like Malcolm X said in the fight, by any means necessary, you do what you do, I do what I do. Just don't be disrespectful and bring them to the house.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yep, keep your distance with that. You can go, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you what you can't do, but I know where you ain't going to do it at, and that's here. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know.
And as far as I heard stuff talking about somebody giving somebody an STD, that right there, was Beyonce Blige, tell your friend to leave homeboy alone. This is coming from a man's point of view. He done started already. He done gave her everything, and she's still with him. She say she not doing nothing with him. She's doing something with him. He's still in the house.
Sure.
Yeah, they're trying to make a baby. They're trying to make a baby. But see,
wants
like, I'm not that, you know, that type of female where I would tell another female to leave, you know, their mate. Because my thing is I'll tell you, okay, if I tell you to leave your mate, and then you stay with your mate, and then I see your mate, and, you know, we're all out. And then next thing you know, when I see him, I'm already looking at him like, ew, you nasty. You know what I mean? Or why she with him? So my thing is I don't want anything, you know, push come to shove, or she feels some kind of way because I'm like, ew, I don't want to hang out with you because you with that nasty man. You know, I don't want it to be like that. So
right,
I've never been that person to say, okay, well, leave your mate. You know, I feel like that's your mate. And when you make that decision yourself that you got to go, you know, then you go. I just think you should have went when you found out you had that STD, you know.
Right. But I mean, I hear what you're saying because you just want to be there for your friend because that's your friend. You know
right.
what I'm saying? without trying to be judgmental of her mate, simply because the situation she is now, she has control to spread it or dead it. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, you
like
try
this.
To be there for him without, you know, like, oh, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know,
see,
try
like
to be that shoulder
friend.
Or that ear that she needs, but you look and shake your head like, dang, you serious?
If you have a friend and they're a close friend, right? Let's say, for instance, she come to you and be like, you know, God forbid something else done, so you don't give her something else. You're not going to feel like, well, maybe I should have told her, you know, just a, not demanding her, but just giving her your personal advice, like, all right, maybe if I would have told her, she probably would have listened and wouldn't have been in this situation now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going out.
But see, the thing with that,
some people that consider themselves friends, and some people that consider themselves friends associates. You understand?
But see,
I believe a friend, a knowledge, a friend, but some people say, that's my best friend, I do anything for this friend, such and such. You're going to get upset at all types of situations. You know what I'm saying? If a friend can't accept the fact that you're telling them the truth and giving you your giving them your true facts about how you feel about the situation, they shouldn't tell you and not be bothered with it. If you don't want to hear what I truly have to say and give you my opinion about this is what you should do, then you know what? I don't want to hear no more about it. It is what it is.
Right, but see, she didn't ask me, should I leave him? She was like, yo, I can't believe this. This is what happened, you know? Like, she said that. Now, if she would have said, do you think I should leave him, you know, then yes, I would tell her that, okay, me personally, I would have left. But I think she was more in shock over the STD. The question wasn't, to me, from talking to her, the question wasn't, should I leave him because he gave me an STD. She was more like, yo, he cheated and gave me this. I can't believe he gave me this. Like, she was more focused on the STD than focused on what should I do.
Right.
You know, so to me, it's like that was different. And it's like, I told her I love her dearly. She's my friend, you know, like she's my friend. There's nothing I wouldn't do for her. I wouldn't share no drink after her, you know, because I know that she's crazy. But if she would have said, do you think I should leave him? Then, yeah, I would have told her. But I don't want to tell her, oh, okay, well, you know what? You asked me about the STD and you can't believe the STD, but are you going to stay? I know her answer already, you know, just from speaking to her. If you're not focused on, I'm mad because I got the STD, that's all your focus is I'm mad because I got the STD. Your focus isn't, okay, I got the STD, it is curable, but I'm going to leave him. No, she was like, okay, I got the STD, I can't believe he gave me this. I can't believe he cheated with this nasty chick. I know exactly who the chick is, you know, her focus was that. You know,
yeah,
her focus
was some people. Sometimes people tell you things just to get that feedback, you know, because they figure that you're their friend. You know, it's probably something that she want to do, but she needs that extra push to really get through it because she considers you a best friend.
Right. They need to hear it from somebody else sometimes to really hear it from somebody else.
If my man came to me and be like, yo, this girl gave me a STD, I've been with her over such and such years, boom, 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 I'm going to tell her, I'm going to be like, listen, if she gave you a STD and you still with her, you're a fool. Okay, because if it did it once, it's going to do it again. See, I guess guys know males is different from females. You understand?
Absolutely.
That's the way
right.
a guy will tell his man in a minute, yo, leave her. And it ain't because he want to get with her. Because he already knows she got the STD, so it's not like the guy want to get with his man girl or anything like that. He's being straightforward with him because that's his man. Yo, listen, leave her alone. She got this STD. Now, if you choose to stay with her, that's on you. I gave you my advice already, but my thing is, if I was in your situation, I wouldn't even be bothered with her because she gave you the STD. Who knows what the next disease might be? You understand what I mean?
Right. But that's why I said it couldn't be me. You know. I said it couldn't be me, you know,
because I can't
tolerate that. You know, that's something that's like, it's unforgivable in a relationship. And after we get out the relationship and I have to be bothered with you because we have, you know, a child together, then yeah, you know, I would tolerate you, but I don't want nothing else.
Right,
you know,
right.
But even with like your friend, let's just say if your friend did say that to you And you could tell by the way your friend talks to you, by the way he communicates with you about the relationship and all the other problems and the good times and stuff, you could tell right there if your friend's going to leave that chick or not.
You could tell the conversation.
You can tell. So my thing is, if you can tell from talking to your friend that, you know what, he's not going to leave her, he's going to stay with her, then...
Right.
So what are you doing? You're gonna tell him?
You see, you know what it is too. And then you get a lot of people that'll come to you with the information, but don't want they don't want your feedback. You understand what I'm saying? And that's when you check them. Like, listen, you keep that to yourself. Then don't come telling me nothing. You know, you looking for me. You know, come to me and ask me for some kind of advice, and then you don't agree with what I say. You understand what I'm saying? Again, is my favorite word, oxymoron. So. You know, what is it that you're looking for here? Is it for the truth? You want me to tell you the truth about how things, you know what I'm saying? Would you want to, you want an example of what I would do if it was me? What is it that you want? Would you come in to tell me this? What is it you're looking for? You know.
Yeah, but see, the thing about that, I figure like this, an STD is really serious. If you give somebody
very
STD,
serious.
You know, you got some people that say, all right, well, we're still working it out because of the kids. What they're doing is they're using excuses because nobody really gave them that full conversation on how serious it is. And they're not taking it that serious because they felt like they've been in this long-term relationship and
mm-hmm.
this person is going to stop. You understand?
Yep.
The person is not going to stop. You understand?
That is, eventually one day he'll come in, or they'll reel in. One day it'll, like you said, one day it'll stop. Or something like that, just with some kind of hope. This is a hope that they have in their head, like, okay, it's going to stop. Oh, but I love this person. I can't just let it go like that. Like,
yeah,
but I love myself more. You
right.
understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I love myself more. Like, really? all because of what? You know.
Right. But you're right, you know. And I think I handled it, you know, right, you know, with the type of person that I am and the type of person that she is, because now it's been, what, like 6-7 months, and she's still with them, but having more problems. She don't trust them. She don't want to have sex with them, which I think that's a lie, you know, because my thing is why you stop taking your birth control then?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't even, like, volunteer or lie to me. And I hope for that. Like, listen, don't even lie to me. Like, you stop taking your birth control pills. You want to have another child. But guess what? Who's to say that after child number two, he's not going to do it again?
Yep, yep.
And if he does it again, what you going to say? Oh, I'm a stay? That's why
I think that once a cheater, always a cheater.
I'm sorry. Don't judge me. But I'm just saying. I think that once a cheater, always a cheater.
I agree.
Well, you know what it is? You know why people say that? You know why people say that? Simply because what's in you is in you. How you suppress that is something different. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you do cheat, and guess what? You may not cheat again, but the tendency is there. The tendency
right.
is there, and if you attempt it the correct way, it can happen again.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why that saying goes. So, you know,
I'm gonna tell you, in my whole 40 years of living, I'm gonna tell you, I haven't met not one person, not one. I'm gonna emphasize the one. I haven't met not one person that told me that either the female cheated or the male cheated and they didn't cheat again. Everybody that I know said that they cheated, and guess what? Because the person forgave them, and it was good for a short period of time, then it went sour again, the same problems came up. So instead of either one of them leaving, they didn't. They cheated again.
They just cheated, yeah.
Right. So my thing is okay, you forgive the person, you notice the problem, but yet you cheated again. So
yeah, that's
why
crazy.
Is that?
That's a problem, because, like I said, if you always have a problem in your relationship, the first thing you do is run to somebody else's arms, and there's a problem. Y'all don't really need to be together.
Yeah,
and
right,
you do.
Right.
You have people like that. Like, oh, the first thing you do is go run and sleep with somebody because me and you are having a problem. This is, again, a lack of communication. There's no communication there.
There's more than a lack of communication. It's just a...
a messed up situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have another caller on, y'all. I'm going to bring her on. Shelly, are you there? Shelly?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, is this Spiritual Sunday?
Nope. Girl, what day you on?
I'm messing with Mike when he answered the phone. He was like, welcome to Spiritual Sunday.
Now, today is hump day.
let me find out.
Shout out to our engineers in the background that's getting the days of the week mixed up. Hey, I think we all have senior moments sometimes, you know.
I'm just messing with you, Mike, that's all.
It's all good. Have you heard our topics for the day, Shelly?
I've seen a little bit of them. What's going on?
Our first topic is if a couple's filing for a divorce, do you think it's okay for them to date? Whether they live in the same house or not.
Well, I would say, I'm going to talk about my experience real quick.
Okay.
When I was going through what I was going through, however, I was thinking that would be an okay thing to do. However, it didn't work out because I wasn't divorced or, you know, out of the house or anything like that. So it didn't work out real well for me. But basically, I would say if you're going to seek a new mate or a new relationship, I think you should be totally separated, legally separated, or separated, or even divorced. I don't think that'll work because the other person will be like, well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know, she says this, she says that. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, get into this, and I don't know what's going on. They might work it out, this, that, and the third, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I'm going to bring on another caller really quick.
Okay, we got another caller.
Yeah, I'm going to bring on Kia. Kia, are you there? Kia?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kia.
Hey, Kia.
How are you?
I'm well.
She was
I'm
being,
welcome.
I think she
welcome
was being
to, welcome to the line, darling.
I'm sorry, but she is a rock you turkey.
Uh-oh.
I know, it's a good turkey wings. I'm sorry. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to, Again, I don't know if you heard any of the topics, Kia. Shelly just answered the first one. I'm going to give you the first one, and then I'll give both of y'all the second topic together. The first topic was if you're filing for a divorce, do you think it's okay to date while filing for the divorce, whether you live in the same house or not?
Oh, no, not when you live in the same house. You said we're dating.
Okay.
I don't think no guy's gonna be willing to.
You're filing for a divorce, so because you're filing for a divorce.
You can't live in the same house and go out on a date. I mean, that's still, oh no, that's not cool.
But you're filing for a divorce. That's like saying.
She can file for a divorce. Like, that means she filed for a divorce. She should have been moved out that house. Or she should have been moved in that house.
Why gotta be her? Why can't it be he's filing for a divorce?
Well, I said she should have left the house, or she should have been, because if you're filing for a divorce, it depends on whether she would have made keep that house, or she want to move out and wait for the house to be sold or get her equity of the money. But why would she want to stay in the house if she, you know, that's less still she got to pay for it so after he got to sell out, or he going to buy her out?
Well, that didn't work out for me. Dude ran for the hills when I explained all that to him. He ran for the hills.
Who's going to be responsible for that? Because once that becomes your responsibility, you're relinquishing that mortgage and everything. So I think whether she want to stay in the house, she'll kick him out, and she'll keep the house, vice versa. But it depends. We're not dating while you living in the same house.
I mean, so you're trying to say if you have a, if you got a divorce going on, you shouldn't go out and date nobody else until your divorce
you
is final.
No, but she said, why you were living in the same house. I mean, like, you can, but how is that going to be like?
But even if you're living in the same house, it's like you going out. You going out to date.
I put it this way.
That don't mean you bring the person back to the house.
I'm not dating no guy. He's going through a divorce. He's still living with the ex-wife. Are you kidding? Who's doing that? I'm not big on that. And he said, well, yeah. We go on a couple of dates. We go on a date. And he says, I'm still living in the same house as my ex-wife. And first he went, oh, okay. And he said, so, okay, we go, can we get rid of the ex-wife and move out the house? Can we probably go on another date? We ain't going on no more dates after this. I ain't doing that.
I'm sorry.
I'm not doing that. It's like, what?
You
cracked
me up.
I'm not doing that.
You need a little more solidarity, huh?
I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, if you're just dating, maybe whoever you're going on a date with, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, we're just there because of, financial statuses or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah, but you gotta look at the other person.
You ain't getting a divorce if you're based on the financial status. You ain't getting a divorce then. That means, I guess that term that these guys use, keeper to keeper. So you ain't getting a divorce.
Hey.
And if you're talking about financial status, because any woman that's getting divorced, you want to make sure you're going to have a backup plan. You want to get to find your own apartment or something. You better start getting common sense with divorce. Mm.
You better know it.
Yeah, I'm not following to take nobody and ain't living the same house as the ex-wife.
Well, how can you say that? What if you got into the person and, you know, y'all relationship got real
serious?
You
didn't get into that person.
Then he told you. Let's speak in general now, lady. Let's speak in general. Let's say you met somebody and you know you came real attracted to them. You know, you like they vibe and everything's going good, you know. And then he just happened to tell you, you know, boom, well, you know what? I'm going through a divorce with my ex right now and everything, such and such. Listen to me before you say something. Now, you're going through a divorce and such with the ex and everything, right? Now y'all get this vibe. You get closer to him. So then when you finally tell him, he never told you the fact that he's going through a divorce and his ex is living with him. You understand?
I don't think any woman or man would go for that, would jump in there with 2 feet, knowing that their person of interest is getting the divorce and still living with their spouse. There's no way.
You can't say that. Because you got people that don't even care. If you got that trust with somebody, if y'all been dealing with each other for a while and you have that trust with somebody and you know they're going through a divorce and everything, you never know what might happen. You can't say nobody will actually go for it because you got people that will
would you go for something like that? If you're into somebody and you know that they are still in the same household, in the same place when you leave them and they're going back to their ex in the same household. This is a little different. This is a different type of thinking there.
No, I'm going to tell you.
No, not if you have that trust.
Friend that's doing it right now. When I tell you she's doing it right now, she met this guy. She didn't tell him that she was married and that they lived together. She didn't tell him at first. When she started catching feelings, the new guy started catching feelings, then she told him. You know that new guy is still messing with her right now? So they hook up outside the house and then she go home to her husband?
Okay.
And mind you, this lady got four or five kids. And she said that she's going to stay in the situation because it's cheaper for her to stay there and raise her kids than move out and get an apartment for her and her four kids.
And I agree with that. I've been in that situation before
The guy accepted it.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
that's what I mean. It depends.
You have some people that can deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
To each his own. But
to each his own.
She can do it. I'm not doing that. That's me either. And that's really so much trust. That means he didn't trust you to tell you, or she didn't trust you to tell you before you even. See, that's first thing. That's trifling.
So let me ask you guys this. So you don't think at one point the man or woman who is seeking this new mate that is married you know, in the point of getting a divorce, that goes home to this woman or man every night, that in their mind, that they don't think for one second that they might rekindle anything or anything might go on, that's impossible.
Look, if they don't think that, they a fool. Because I know
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, sure, it's there. But let me tell you,
that doesn't happen all the time.
That's not necessarily the case. Because I personally know people that actually live like that. You know that you know, date somebody that's living with their ex, and I guess he has that much faith in the person they're dealing with. Like, yeah, I'm not even worried about that, simply because what she's looking for in that person, she's getting it. So regardless of what he does when you get home, what she's looking for in him, she still gets it.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that if that's the case, then she's still there. That is still feelings there somewhere. And let me rephrase that. Maybe it's not feelings there or whatever. Maybe all of that's gone. But just the thought of your new me still living with her ex or tend to be her ex, that would put a whole lot of light bulbs off on you.
With some people, once those feelings are gone, once that person is fed up and totally done with that relationship, that person is done.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, sometimes they decide to co-parent and be in the same household.
Same home.
You know?
Yes, I've done that before.
It happens.
Yes, it
happens.
That does happen.
But,
you know, and again, it takes a person with a high level of maturity to actually deal with it. You understand?
Yeah,
now,
if
you're still bucking against this other person for what they do as far as personal life and going on dates and stuff, that means there's something still there in you.
But you know what? I think that
when you have the kids involved, like Rachel said something earlier on her Facebook, co-parenting.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people. No. You know what? I'm not going to say a lot of people. There are some people that don't feel right with that. I have a friend that her and her ex-husband, they are divorced and everything. However, they co-parent like you would not believe.
Absolutely.
Neither one of them missed anything. However, they take the time out with the father and the mother to make sure that they go to those games, they go to those parent teachers by themselves.
Fine,
uh-huh.
And that's fine. That's what co-parenting is about. It's
right,
about kids. It ain't got nothing to do. It ain't got nothing to do with your loins.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it has
nothing to do with your sexual. She felt that. Because she wasn't, I guess, included or anything like that, and she thought that there was something going on. I disagreed with that. Because I've done that for a few months to co-parent, and to do that is to have two parents come together and co-parent regardless of the relationship. That's an excellent thing.
Well, like I said, you have to be mature people and to do that. If you're not mature, if you still have that little bit of immaturity in it to make you feel insecure about what he's doing, you know, outside of y'all doing co-parenting, that means you still have something going for him.
Yeah, that's true.
That means, and you haven't let go. This is where you need to communicate that with him, and then either, if he doesn't want, if either going to get back together or something, you got to communicate it. It's like, we got to move on. I can't live like this anymore or whatever.
Yeah, that communication.
Because otherwise, you're going to start wearing it on your face. Then, then the kids start seeing that, and then, you know, it just makes you act different. So
that's true.
We always say communication is definitely important. I just want to get this across. The lines are flooded. Those of you who are listening, please press that one. Like we said, you don't have to say your exact name, who you are. Give an alias. But press one. Join in on the conversation. And who knows? You might get you might win some tickets tonight. We get those callers. We're giving away tickets tonight to the Cuba Lounge. So call in. Those who are listening, call in. Those who are on the line, press one. Join in on the conversation. The lines are flooded. Y'all got to press one. All right, let's continue on, Dr. Divas.
I just think, though, at the end of the day, I think if you're living with someone but you're separated from that person, and let's just say you're filing for divorce or whatever the case may be, but you are living in the same household with that person, I think that at some point in time, as long as you can say, you know what, we're not together, we agree we're not together, we're going to do our own thing, don't bring that person home, because I don't think that you should have... have to stop your life either and wait till you get enough money to get a divorce before you start all over again.
Right.
Uh-huh.
next
yeah, y'all already know what it is. You already know we not together. We don't sleep together. We sleep in separate rooms. We just here, you know what I'm saying, for the children's status. So, you know, we already know what it is. But keep that separate. Just keep that outside.
I'm gonna, you know what? I know this guy, Reggie. I don't care if his name, you know, Reggie. Him and his wife were getting a divorce. She stayed in the house, but she stayed, like, downstairs in one of the bedrooms downstairs. He was upstairs in the master bedroom because he was paying all the bills. So he felt the need that he, you know, she was supposed to move out, but she couldn't find something because I guess once he's going to buy her out, like, you know, instead of him selling out, he's not going to sell the house, he's going to keep the house. He's going to buy her out.
Right.
Give her some money whatsoever. So I guess he got a little attitude. I mean, it took me a while. I mean, a long while to thank God for kids. I'm like, what? And God for grace. It took a long while. That was nothing but prayer. Because I'm like, I'm not thanking no God for that kid. That was prayer. That was nothing but prayer. And praise. I said, why would I want to thank God? And I didn't like God's grace. So it took a long while. God should be mad at me. Because I was like, oh, no, you got praise. That's
long ago.
But this guy was awesome. But that was the only thing that pissed me off because she was still in the house, even though they, you know, separate and everything. And all his friends, you know, whatever, go to cookout, whatever. But the fact that, you know, and to this day, he got like a little attitude with me because I scared him go. But it's just the fact that I just can't get past that. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, when you have
final, my divorce going to be final. So, well, when it's final, you call me. When it's final, we got to have a final. Divorce final dinner then, okay? But until then, now.
Well, I understand the whole, you know, financial thing, and, you know, you got to get right or whatever the case may be, and the relationship might be over or whatever. I've done that before or whatever, but when you have kids involved
you got women out here, Shelly, that does not even have the finances. Difficulty. They just don't want to leave right now, or they just, you know, taking their slow drag time. Those are the ones I'm
You're
talking
right.
about.
You're right.
You got a woman that just ain't gonna leave right now. So your situation, anybody's situation, is probably genuine. What they tell you got some woman that ain't trying to leave. They just trying to still be a headache, and that's the headache you're gonna deal with. But female,
well, that's when you know they're not really over that person.
Right. That's
otherwise, you would let that go. You're like,
exactly.
I'm done with this. I'm done. Like, go ahead. You do what it is you do. Trust me, I won't bother you or whatever.
And it's just, exactly. Especially you're going to get money soon because you're going to get your money from this escrow whatsoever. And all of a sudden, I got to find a place. It's not going to take you that long to find an apartment for you. And, you know, because the kid's going to stay with him because he already said that, you know, find an apartment for you. No, she's not ready to leave. That's our issue. But she got money. Yeah, okay.
Well, see, this is where you have to
money.
Learn not to be.
Right.
This is where you have
to
learn.
That's different. That's different.
Exactly.
That's different.
That's
when
what
you
I
have
saying.
Money
mm-hmm.
and you're still not leaving,
listen,
that's different.
Exactly.
This is where you have to learn not to be a victim of circumstance. You understand what I'm saying? You have to learn not to be a victim of circumstance because circumstance is it'll hold you back. Like, under the circumstances, I can't leave. No, under the circumstances, it's going to make me get out there and do what I got to do so I can move on.
Exactly.
Well, if you really, as a woman, as speaking from my experience, if you really, really want to leave, you're going to get your money up. It may take some time, whatever.
Exactly.
You're going to get your... I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, so I've done it.
Right.
So I know that the fact is like, okay, you know what? I'm done. You know, well, I can't really say I'm done because we're together now, but I'm just saying. You know, it took me like 4 months to get my money up. However, we
mm-hmm.
were living separate, the other end of the house. Separately, we weren't having sex, we weren't doing none of that stuff, none of that. So it took me to say, you know what, I don't want this right now, I don't want it. So it takes time, but what you said, Kia, when someone, a woman or a man, has money to leave and they still don't leave, yeah, that's different.
She's spiteful, and I've seen her out at events where, like, you know, we went to an art show and she's, you know, whatever, somebody has spotted her out. They were saying she is really spiteful. And the fact, you know what, the fact that, I guess, and not to talk about Reggie, but he got back in the church because he was going through so much stuff in his life. And I'm not, you know, he got back in church. He, you know,
he just wanted to get himself right. But she, I don't know, it's just like she was, you know how something, it was hindering him. And then he would like, but I just can't get past the fact that, you know, that the situation with her, she's not leaving out yet. And it's like, it's only like 3 months. I'm like, this is, y'all,
But then you have some women that are not ready, some women and men that are not ready to let it go.
I told him that. I told him she's not ready to, she's not ready to let go. And you can tell she's not ready to let go. That's obvious. Everybody's trying to tell him she's not ready to let go. And their divorce is coming up soon to be final. And she's like, you know, she probably won't even sign that paper. I told him, please. We'll see. But he's ready to, like, dissolve the marriage. And it's been like, you know, now she, you know, it's, that's nothing but, you know, I'm praying for them. That's what me.
But sometimes, Kia, it's not easy as you would think it is. With someone, like, you haven't been married or anything like that, it's not easy. It can be easy if you have financial resources and all those other kind of things. But when you don't really have it like that, you have to actually bite the bullet until you can get better and do what you need to do.
I understand that situation, but using her an example, that is no issue for her. When you just bought a new, you just bought a new truck, like a month, you know, I'm just knowing about you. This not for her, Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing this fight for a different reason.
That's the thing. He's just, again, that's just selfish people.
I see her at certain events or certain black. I see her out, and I just like it's just unbelievable how she is, and just to see her, it's like, you know.
She's not ready to let him go. She's not ready to let him go. She's not ready to let him go. He's ready to let her go, but she's not ready to let him go.
Exactly. But she didn't initiate the divorce when she wanted the divorce proceeding. She initiated. So when he finally had enough of her games and stuff, he finished out the process and wanted the divorce because they, you know. But the simple fact that I see her out, it's just like unbelievable how some of her friends, like, you know, I guess they said she let a good man because, you know, of her envy of her, you know, whatever. I don't, you know, I try to get a hold of him because it's just unbelievable how I see
not
her.
Not everybody's
like,
compatible, though. Not everybody is,
exactly.
You know, some relationships.
Absolutely.
It could be a great woman and a great man, but they're just toxic.
Exactly. He said the same way how you just said it. He just, you know, he said, you know, he was trying to fight for his marriage. But then just one day he just realized, it's like, you know, he just realized, he prayed about it, just like it wasn't worth fighting no more. He was tired. You know, he ran out of the energy of running around here with his, you know, just running around here and just trying to make everything, and yet and still it was nothing. And I guess he said, God just said, you know, let it, you know, and it was it. I just wouldn't know when he'd be talking and saying, I'd be like, wow, you know. But he just had enough. He's tired. And now that, you know, he's back in church and, you know, and everything like that, whatever, it's just like he's at peace now. He's waiting for those papers to sign.
Yeah. But with that said, I want to give you ladies a second topic because we could actually go on and on all night about how people react to that situation. We could actually sit down and write a whole book. You know what I'm saying? You know, but our second topic is, what if your mate constantly presses for sex and you don't oblige? Do you think that's grounds for cheating?
No.
Think he'd go out and sleep with somebody else? Do you think they have the right to go out and get it elsewhere?
Well, God, that's a hard question.
And what do you think the percentage percentage of sex is in a relationship?
If you really love the person, I'm just
90,
trying to figure
90%
out.
And better.
That was on Steve Harvey morning show this morning. I'm trying to think of what Steve said is out. I can't think of what Steve said. And he's dying laughing about Steve.
Oh, Steve is a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You gotta also think about this. Why is the sex being held back? Why is the mate holding the sex back? You gotta think about that. Why are they holding that back?
Wait, one at a time, because we can't. Hold on. Go ahead. Sean, go ahead.
I'll let the female go first. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Shelly.
Why? I mean, you gotta think about this. Why is he or she holding the sex back? That's the number one question. Why is that? And my kid said something about if it's good, this, that, or whatever, but why is the other meat holding back from that? There's something, there's a reason why that meat is doing that. Maybe the sex is not good, or maybe...
if this is how you started out a relationship, how, like they said, the old, like that old time religion says, how you get a man is how you got to keep him. Now, if the sex is how you got him, is what y'all started with, you're going to have to continue that on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a relationship is not just based on sex either.
Oh, absolutely not. That's why I asked the question, what do you think the percentage of it is? In a relationship,
it could be the whole situation about their relationship in general that may turn off the mate because mm-hmm. the relationship is not going the way that it should be going, and how, you know, a person might want to feel, and they're not getting that feeling or whatever. But it doesn't have to be sex, though. It doesn't have to have anything with sex. It's just the reason why they're holding off. They're like, okay, I'm not. Sex is good, however, I'm not being fulfilled in another in the other avenues.
But like you said, there could be many different reasons, but when your mate comes to you all the time, like, you know what I'm saying, like, all right, in the morning he wants it, in the afternoon he wants it, you know what I'm saying, when he get home from work, you know what I'm saying, before bed he wants it, you know what I'm saying, you're like, no, I'm tired of this, I don't feel like having sex. I don't want to do it.
No, but you may not be, the sex, like I said, a relationship is not just built on sex. They might not be fulfilled in other areas of the relationship where they're like, you know what, the sex is good, but that's all I'm getting. You know, what else am I going to get?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can get that. I mean, anybody can get sex, but if you're
not being
fulfilled totally in a relationship, the sex is going to get boring, and you're going to hold back because that's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, we have nothing else going on but that. But, you know,
right?
You do, again, have some people that's the main thing that's holding them there is the sex.
Well, that's not a relationship. That's not a relationship. If that's the only thing that's holding you there in a relationship,
that's not a relationship.
That's just sex. That's all it is.
That's a friend
that's all
with
that is.
It's my booty call. Your booty
yes.
call. When somebody
yes,
wants
Mike, that's all
call.
It is.
Like I said, a lot of people that's there, like, the sex is the main thing that's holding them there. And if they want it, like, if they're like, I'm not getting it at home, so now I'm going to go out there and I'm a creep just because this is what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, but if that's what you want, you just want sex, or do you want a relationship? Like I said, anybody can go out there to have sex. Do you want a relationship, or do you want sex?
No, I'm speaking as if this was your mate already.
No,
you know
but at the same time, anybody can go out and have a relationship, too. That doesn't take a rocket scientist. It depends how far you want to go in the relationship.
Right,
you
right.
Know?
Where are we going with this?
Yeah, but
right.
if
you started the relationship and there was sex, and then all of a sudden the sex stopped, you know, or the sex died down, to me, you shouldn't have to always ask for it. It should be right there. That's
right.
A given. Like,
that's
if we started in our
sexual yeah, it's just an automatic attraction, absolutely.
Right.
You already coming in the bed butt naked. Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I don't know about you. Let's go. Let's get
yeah.
it in. No question
yeah,
asked.
If the only thing that's going good in a relationship, living in, like you said, you started out having sex or whatever, having a great time or whatever, and then if your mate thinking, you know what, we only have good sex, there's nothing else really that's enticing me in my relationship, I mean, what else do you have but sex? That's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I asked you.
My name's not Lavina. It's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce Oblige. That's Beyonce Oblige right there.
Yes, my name is Beyonce Oblige.
That's why I asked you before, Shelly, like, what percentage of the relationship do you think is sex? Of a relationship, how important, at what percentage do you think that the sex
I think it should be 50-50, yes. You have to be able to...
You think a relationship is 50% sex, right?
Well, yeah, I think it should be, yeah.
What's the other 50?
No, if it's 50%, 50%, you ain't getting no sex. He got to be higher than that.
Well, I mean, if it's sex is at 50%, that means you got 50% of other things going on. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all right, we do a lot of traveling. You know what I'm saying? We do a lot of shopping.
Yes, you have to put
you
got to
put forth a lot of things at that other 50%. So,
yes,
you know,
but
I mean, I think it's just different for everybody. You have some people that just are not into sex as much, but if you have somebody that's just a horn dog, they want sex all the time. If you don't, listen, honey, I'm ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a horn dog.
Kansas, shout out to the Kansas in the building.
Shout out to the Kansas in the building.
If you want the majority of your relationship to be sex, then what? I don't understand.
Well, this is Beyonce. This is Beyonce speaking, and I think that it's 90% for sex and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
the
other 10 is the extra stuff that goes along with the relationship.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you, Angie, when you said, you know, it's for different people, you know, because if you're the type of person where it's not really that important, then yes, the numbers would be lower, you know.
Right.
But if you're the type of person where you're a sexual person,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you desire, then it's going to be higher, you know.
Right, exactly.
So to me, the most important part of the relationship is communication and sex.
Yep.
To me.
Mm.
But to somebody else, it might not be.
Right. Sex might
you
only
know.
Be at 30%. You might be comfortable with having sex once a week. I'm not laughing at those people who good with that. You know what I'm saying? With sex good once a week, because it's people like me. Like I don't need to have it at all. You understand? But I'm a single woman, so I can do that. I'm a single woman, so I can say that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be sitting right here next to my baby like, oh, I don't want to have sex with him for a month, and then be mad if he out there boinking somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
30%.
It's to each his own. You know what you say, 30%?
No, I was listening to 30%. I'm like,
you know, again,
think,
the people are different. It's all your sex drive. What's your sex drive like? You know?
Yeah.
I'm saying once a week.
That's
you go on once.
That's it.
You go on once a week. You got problems.
Oh my goodness. That's, you know what, it is funny because, you know, some girl, some chick on Facebook I was reading last week, she left a comment like, oh, you're 40 or some, not to me personally, she was talking to somebody else, oh, you're 40 and you're having sex or whatever, that the sex ain't good. They think that these younger kids got it going on when it comes to going to having sex or whatever. I was like, sweetheart, little do you know, your peak don't start until you hit 40, so you really don't even know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you think you got it going on, or think know what's going on. Honey, you wait till you get 40, you're going to be kicking yourself in the tail like, I should have shut my mouth. You know what I'm saying? You won't hit your peak until you
hit
at least 35, 40 years old.
Jonathan Divas, we have another caller. I'm going to bring another caller on. Hi, welcome to GQ Dallas. Love to introduce the Diva Squad. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you say your name, please?
This is Minister Lisa.
Hi, Minister Lisa.
How y'all doing? I said minister because I want everybody to know that even though I'm a minister, I ain't religious. So I want to give this perspective coming from a real woman and a real Christian without getting caught up in what people say church leaders should do. You know, there's a lot of conversations that's taboo that people don't have in the church that we should be having in the church.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I believe that a lot of this stuff is just not being taught in the church. You know, women and their morals and their values, being okay with going creeping with somebody else's man, or letting him tell you that, okay, well, I'm not happy in my marriage, so I'm going to mess with you. Well, if you ain't divorced, honey, then you ain't that unhappy in your marriage. Also, about the sex, I'm like you, I think that sex is very important in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe that it's really up to the individual. You have to know your man's love language. You, if he wanted every day, and you don't want to give it up every day, I do not think that's grounds for cheating. However, I do believe eventually, if he's not happy, he is gonna
he's gonna go out seeking.
Yeah, he's gonna go. You know, I think that women, we don't. I think when we're dating, you know, we're willing to try new things and spice it up, but then we get married. I guess we feel like, you know, the thrill of the kill is over.
The thrill is gone.
But it shouldn't be, because I'm 44 years old, y'all, and I have a 3-year-old, and I did not plan that. I was on birth control. Let me first say that. However, at 44 years old, I'm like, I don't know which one of you sisters just said that at 40 you just reach your peak. I tell people all the time, honey, y'all 20-year-olds, y'all just practicing. We have mastered
that. Listen, I know that's right. We done mastered it at this age. Listen, so we done discovered new things now.
Exactly. And so, but I try to tell women, when we have our discussion groups, I try to tell them, you need to learn your man's love language, whether he your husband, your boyfriend, whatever. You need to learn his love language, baby.
Learn his language.
And you need to learn how to make him call your name instead of him always wanting you to call him.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, let me give a high five for that one right there. Yeah. Make him holler your name.
I love that one.
You know, I'm going to take that and run with it, right?
You heard me? But I think a lot of that whole, earlier when y'all was talking about the girlfriend still living at home, or the ex still living in the house with him, and he's dating somebody else. I think a lot of that stuff it goes back to our self esteem as women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't blame no man for hitting no woman, no man for cheating on a woman, because you know what? If you allow it, then you got to take some responsibility, some type of ownership on your own. Enough is enough. You got to have enough confidence in yourself to be like, I'm not walking into this with my eyes wide open. Because I don't want to hear, no, 3 months later, you slipped and you slept with her. No, I should have known when I walked into this that this can happen. And if that's not, let's put it like this. What did your mama you saw? Say, don't loan nobody no money you can't afford to lose.
I know that's right.
So don't walk into a relationship with a man that you know have beat on women, or that's in a position, a situation where he can slip and have sex with somebody that's up under the same roof with him.
You better know his history. Absolutely. You gotta know his history. Why are y'all getting a divorce?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on?
But we gotta stop with that whole mama thing. Oh, I could fix him. Yeah, he beat on his last 10 girlfriends, but he ain't gonna beat on me.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen with me. Yeah, a lot of truth ain't in him, huh?
You better go on. And so that's my little 2 cents. That us as women, we gotta do better. You know, we gotta. I mean, we gotta get to a place that, you know what? I know what I want, and I'm not selling. I don't care how long I've been waiting on a husband. I'm not selling. This is what I want.
That's what MC Light said last.
That is my exact motto. I do not
sell
it. I do not compromise. I'm sorry.
And you have that right. If you want to be a queen, you have to act like one.
You have to compromise in a relationship.
No.
Well, that's a give and take. That's a give and take thing. You understand what I'm saying?
But that's in a
relationship. Definitely giving up something. Giving something of yourself to be in a relationship.
Because I'm not in a relationship. Exactly. Just how you just said it. Just exactly how you said it.
Well, when you're in a relationship, you're right. Hear me. Honestly, love is putting yourself in a position for somebody to tear you down, but hoping they won't. That's what love is.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally giving up a lot of yourself, and you're right. You got to compromise.
You give up yourself, absolutely.
But when you are single, you need to set the bar high, because let me tell you, now y'all may not like this, but you need to set the bar high when you're single, because you're going to have to lower it a little bit in time.
Absolutely. And you know why? Because there's competition. And whether we like that or not, there's competition. Especially as women. There's so much competition out there.
Well, that's not the only reason. You know, okay, let's put it like this. Just to be a little transparent, I have a rose on my left breast. And it used to be a rose. That pretty soon it's going to be a van. You understand? So I say that to say that if my bar, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happily married and everything, but if I was single and I started out with a rose, and now I'm still single as the years go by and my rose is turning into a vine, I'm gonna have to lower my standards a little bit, because, you know, I ain't a damn piece no more. I'm working on 8-piece now.
I know that's
compromise.
Right. Listen, and unfortunately, time does decrease us.
Exactly.
Right.
But
because
I thank God for Big Toe's
baby. I agree with you.
Baby.
I agree. When you said your standards high, because like I said, I had to pray about switching, because I would not date a guy. It took work. It took prayer, because my standards are a little bit high when dating guys. I'm like, mm-mm. But you're right about that. It takes.
But again, like
that's,
I said, if you want to be treated like a queen, you gotta act like one. You can't go out there being a hood rat, expecting a president to come scoop you off your feet. Like really?
But you know what? That's the key. What you just said, girl, that's a mouthful right there. They need to make that into a billboard. Because a lot of sisters get mad, because I know some brothers who good men. I mean, good brothers. And they got with a chick, and he started dogging her. And I'm like, what is going on? But what was in her is what came out of her.
Came out.
I mean, that's all she wants. She didn't want no good man. So he started doing things to her that she wanted or she allowed. And next thing you know, he's doing things that's out of his character, because he got with somebody because she had a big booty or she had big breasts, but she had no class. You know, no confidence, nothing going on for herself.
Yeah.
So it basically made him come down to her level.
That's true.
Sometimes you got to look like money before somebody will give you money. And so, but us as sisters, we don't realize that we have the, again, I need y'all to hear me. Women got some power between them thighs, baby.
Ain't it?
Yes, we do.
Let's just keep it real. That is a gold mine. But you
guys,
got to know
this, y'all. We don't want you hanging up on this
line.
Shaw, are you still on the line?
Hello?
Shaw disappeared on us for a minute. You know,
he didn't want to hear that.
But let me tell you this, he
been online till the truth came out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what happens.
Let me tell y'all, I'm originally from the west side of Chicago. I mean, I'd have been in gangs, incarcerated. I mean, kidnapped, raped. I've been there, done that. And my uncle is Willie Lloyd. He was the leader of the Vice Lords, and he told me this as a young girl. And I hated him for it. But as I really became a gangster, I respected him for it. But he told me, he said, you got a weapon between your legs, but you better learn how to use it. If you treat it like a .22, everybody else gonna treat it like a .22. But if you treat it like a 9mm, that's how everybody else gonna treat it.
But let me tell you, I'm still here. But let me tell you, that's what I told my daughter. All right, let me break that down. That's what I told my daughter. It's just like a female. A female could run down the street butt naked in front of a bunch of guys, and no matter what, something is going to happen. Now, you get a black, ugly, fat guy to run down the street butt naked in front of a bunch of girls, nothing is going to happen. You understand? So, yes, I do know the value of the thing being between your legs. That's the most powerful thing a female could have, because she could get just about anything she wants with it. So I explained that to my daughter, but it depends on how you use it to keep yourself in a respectable mind of it.
That's right.
That's true.
You got to keep dangling. What a lot of sisters doing is they gift into a drive-in.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's just like if you take a guy who's used to just, I mean, dropping it for women, just giving them money, whining them and dining, as soon as he get it, he going to start whining and dining you. So as long as you keep dangling the carrot, honey, you can run a marathon with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now hear me, and I'm not saying this in a way that, you know, again, because when I was in the streets, you know, you're using people for money. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a lot of young girls, he ain't going to wait. I don't care if he out there hunching a dog. I don't care what he out there doing. If you carry yourself right and you wifey material, he will wait on you. He will respect you and treat you right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, but a lot of females don't know that, because you got females that listen to their friends who don't got nothing going on with their life. So they follow behind their friends and do what their friends doing. So now, just speaking in general, you got this Catholic girl who's now doing butt videos now. You understand?
Yep.
So it depends on how you look at the situation. Because females don't know, like this legion, they don't know how powerful what they have between their legs. You understand? And that's the bad part about it, because they don't got either the father in the house, you know, to talk to
no type of male figure,
not,
period.
You need two parents, exactly. You need two parents. I don't care what nobody say. You always need a male and a female figure to let them know what's going on.
I agree.
You got to know both sides of the story. You can't just know one side. That's like telling three sides of the story. It's yours, mine, and the truth. You need to know both sides of the story. And if they're not getting both sides of the story, the only story you're going to go with is that one parent and the society of what they're doing.
Yep, society is actually a co-parent nowadays for some kids. It's sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is now people, they're giving up the good so fast, like, and this is why they don't know the worth of themselves, because they done gave up the goods already. Now you blinded by the sex now. You understand what I'm saying? It made you miss everything else. Now there's nothing left. Like, what else? He ain't got to give up nothing, but you're still giving up them goods.
Right.
He good money. He ain't got it. He don't have to produce anything else.
Well, but you know what? A lot of these sisters, I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of these sisters really don't know what they worth. They have no self-value, no self-respect.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
exactly.
And some of that started from, you know, I hate to hear sisters say, well, you know, I was the mama and the daddy. I'm like, what are you, a transsexual?
Uh-huh.
You can't be a mama and a daddy. Every kid need a mama and a father. You cannot do it.
Yeah.
I got two biological brothers, and they were women beaters. But we was raised in a home where my mother was angry. And so she called my brothers and out their names. You know, it was punks, this, you know, this, that, another. And so when they got grown, they beat on women. And so I tell people nowadays, you got to watch how you treat your sons. Because I'm not saying that all the time, that that's in every case. But a lot of times when we angry, we hurt, we bitter, we sow that into our little boys, and they grow up with that. And they have a problem with women. And they can't treat women right because we're too busy. Only woman they know is she should have been peeing standing up, because she thinks she the man anyway. And,
right.
And that's out of order. Now I'm not saying that you're not playing the position as a father, which means you know going to the games, you know trying to teach them these things. But when you really get into your mind that I'm the daddy too, it's something wrong. You just as confused as that child you're trying to confuse.
Yeah.
Go on, tell it.
And I tell people all the time, you know what, he can be a trifling man, a trifling husband, but be a great daddy. Don't a lot of kids suffer because you're mad at him.
Right,
true.
Right,
true.
Right.
Just like the T.I. is.
I know that's right. Listen, because, again, a male figure when it comes to children is strong and very, very powerful, you understand, and where a woman would have to beat his kid. A man could just look at him the right way and he'll stop. You know,
well, when I say, oh my God,
that's just a natural thing. But you know, that's
why I thank my son more than his father. His father, I can call at work, and he'll be like, okay, daddy. I'm like, but I'm here kicking his tail. But it's something about the authority in his voice.
Yep, it's the authority. Yep,
and kids,
an authority
need,
figure,
you know,
and that's again, Ben. That's just from the beginning of time.
That's right.
That's just how it's been. That's a natural thing, and it's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? But the bad thing about it is they've disappeared. They're disappearing on the kids, so they don't have it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, the balance. There's a balance that's off. And
I'm not saying all men. I'm not putting all of them.
No,
because my son has great, great male figures in his life.
But
so
the balance is off because there's a lot of, especially for African American men. There's a lot of African American men that are not in the home. True enough. But if we, let's just go even, you know, and again, I don't want a women bash or nothing like that, because I speak at a lot of women empowerment events, and I always tell them, what that brother did to you was foul. But how many of us in here got sons, and we all raise our hands? So I said,
uh-huh.
Why is it that we raise our daughters, but we baby our sons?
Baby them boys, ain't it?
I tell my sons like this. I'm raising somebody's husband. So
yep.
You need to know that I'm raising you up to be a husband, not to be somebody's boyfriend, somebody's baby daddy, not to be, you know, to go take on another mother, but... When a lot of women I know that has been abused by men, they mothers be like, well, what she do? What you mean, what she do?
Mm.
You know, they justify for these brothers instead of disciplining them. Or you know what? Like I tell my son, you know what? If you need to know I'm a woman before I'm your mother.
Mm.
So it's certain things I'm just not going to allow you to do.
Absolutely.
To a female and be okay with it. And I
that's
believe if
right.
more mothers realize, hold on, I love my son, but I'm a woman. And if I'm saying that it's okay for him to do this to her, then I'm saying it's okay for somebody to do this to me or to my daughter. And it's not okay. So we have to raise our boys.
As parents, period, we're supposed to tell them the truth.
You're right.
That's what that is. You definitely have to tell them the truth when it comes to that. You're wrong. If you say it and mean it and know that it's out of love that I'm telling you that.
That's right.
You're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you, we're not going to have this discussion in front of a whole room full of people, but I am going to let you know. So, you know, that's our duty, to tell them the truth about things.
You're right.
It's for their own good. And that's period, you know? So, we do have, we missed our diva mail tonight.
That's all right.
We missed the diva mail, but also we had tickets also that were available, too, that we'd like to give out. Now, we do have a couple of people on the line, so the tickets are to what's the name of it, Rachel?
The Q Lounge,
I'm sorry.
For October 27th.
Right, which is on a Saturday, October 27th at the Q Lounge. We have tickets now. I'm not exactly sure of where that is, or the information, or whatever, but we'll come back to that in a few minutes. We'll come back to that. We're going to be winding down to the end of our show soon. What's your name? What's the minister's name on here?
Lisa Walsh.
Lisa? Okay. We'd like to thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Is Beyonce Oblige still on?
Beyonce Oblige. I so love that name, Beyonce Oblige. It just sounds so professional, you know. So professional.
Who do we still have on line? Shelly, are you still there? Kia?
Shelly?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Kia, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I want to thank everybody because I know how to, once we get down to the ending of our show, how the time just runs out, we just be running our mouths and everything. And again, I want to, thank everybody for calling in to the show and, discussing the topics. To even our listeners out there, I want to thank you too. So, with our topics tonight, we still have a few minutes. We got about 3 minutes to continue on the topics before we give you a chance. In about 3 minutes, I'll give everybody a chance to have a final say on our topics for the evening. Which just to recap the topics is it okay to date while going through a divorce? And if your mate presses you for sex all the time and you don't oblige, is that grounds for cheating? They were very interesting topics. They definitely were. And they get deep. And, you have a lot of people with different opinions, different experiences that has experienced, these things personally, what I'm saying? So, but I think it just helps to hear stuff coming from other people, from different avenues and different, walks of the track or whatever, because something that I've done could help somebody else in the same situation,
Right.
So, I respect those who call in and give those their personal opinions and views, and telling of their stories. Not everybody has it to where they can express themselves when it comes to stuff like that, especially when we talk about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Even saying the word, some people struggle with saying the word sex. And if you'd have saw my face the way I express sex, not to say just that's the new thing, the end thing or whatever, but it's there. It's been there since the beginning of time. It's been there, and a lot of people are just uncomfortable with saying it, But you got that mate out there that want to smack that ass one time. You better go to that bathroom and bend over. I'm sorry. I just got into a conversation by myself just now. Hello?
I think you're enjoying yourself a little too much right now.
That's just how I do. No, I'm just saying, though. No, I'm just saying, you know, it just goes along with the conversation. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Minister?
Yeah, I think that you've been in the bathroom one too many times getting smacked, maybe.
No, might not have been in there enough. You should have. Come on now. But again.
We have another caller on the line. Before I bring this caller on, though, we didn't give a chance to give our tickets to the Q Lounge, which is at 1107 Gun Hill Road in the Bronx. But we have until the 27th, so next week we'll probably be giving out tickets.
Okay.
We have Chicky Chick on the line. Chicky Chick, are you there?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? People out here at Radio Land. What's up, people?
Chicky Chick. What's good? What's good, Chicky?
I'm chilling, man. Just sitting back, just listening to y'all show. Crazy.
Okay. So have you heard the top? Did you hear the topics?
Yeah, I heard the two topics.
Okay. So what you think?
I don't. You know, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes, though. But I don't never really feel as though there's ground for any time for you to cheat on your mate. But I do feel as though if you neglect, don't be surprised.
Okay.
What you need to do. You know, don't be surprised. Okay. They don't get it at home. They want to get it from somewhere.
Absolutely.
Especially if you married to a freak or something like that.
I know that's right. Listen. So do you think it's okay, if you guys are going through a divorce, do you think it's okay to date?
Are y'all separated, though? Like,
well, I mean, there's some that still live in the same house, in the same household, but are going through
a
divorce.
I think it'd be disrespectful. If it wasn't known, maybe. But once you come up, once it is in the air like that, what you do is you only the regular reconciliation possibilities. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
you don't think, because you never know, man. You know that time apart may make you miss a person. You never
right.
know. They might, you know, you might have on Love and Basketball come on and y'all sitting there and y'all start sharing that popcorn and it pop right back off again. You know. But if you're going out on a date, you wouldn't be there to watch Love and Basketball on BET.
Right. Yeah, like you said. And sometimes going on a date, too, you know, the person that you're with can make you realize what you got at home. You understand what I'm saying? It could be a possibility. Like, you know what? I'm not with this. I'm going to just go home. We're gonna see if we can reconcile this. Now, if the person doesn't, again, oblige, if they don't want to go forward with it, then you can't beat a dead horse. You know what I'm saying? And you keep it moving. So, but I always say marriage wasn't built for divorce. It wasn't intended for divorce. So,
I actually don't believe in it, like really for no reason except for what the Bible says. Any
yeah,
other reason,
yeah.
I don't believe in it. You know,
yeah.
Basically adultery. That's it. That's about it. I mean, well, you know, abuse.
I know, that's right. Well, abuse, yeah, that's just one thing that
That's not even to be said. You know, you're smacking on somebody. They should leave.
Yeah. It's time to go. But with that said, we again are at the wind down of our show, and we will give everybody a minute to have their final thoughts on the show. And our first caller was Kim. Is Kim still on the line? Are you there, Beyonce Oblige? Beyonce Oblige, are you still there? Okay, she might have had to leave. Okay, how about Sha? Sha, are you there? Okay, everybody just jumped off the line. Kia, are you there, Kia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you have a final thought on tonight?
Did y'all call? I ain't hear nobody call my name.
Well, you must not have been listening, honey, because I said, Sha, are you there?
All right, let the ladies go first.
Okay, go ahead, Kia.
Great topic, great show.
Thank you.
All around great topic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. K- Nikki is one of our faithful callers. For those that are on the line listening and on the internet, Kia calls. She's a faithful member or person of GQ Palace. Faithful caller. Thank you again, Kia.
You're quite welcome.
Minister, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, your final thought on tonight's topic, Chuck.
I really enjoyed the dialogue, the realness, the trueness, but my final thought is that everybody needs to stay in their own lane and never take on more than what you can chew.
Okay. Okay, now. That's great advice right there.
Yeah. Shelly, still there?
Shelly, are you there? I apologize. Shelly? Shelly might have hung up, too, unless... Unless you like Shah. Shah disappeared on us for a second. Are you there, Shah? This is your moment of fame right now. I'm right here.
I feel like this. If you divorce, there's nothing wrong with you dating. As long as you don't bring it back to the house, it's not a problem if you're getting that divorce. Now, as far as the sexual thing going on, I feel it should be like 90% of sex. I'll say it's straight 100, but I'm just trying to keep it neutral. Okay, but on a real, females, know what you got between your legs, know it ain't in the game, don't just throw it out there to anybody, because a brother will take it, use it, abuse it, then get rid of it. Boom.
Yep. Amen to that. Okay, we're going to turn it over to our Diva Squad now. Again, shout out to T, we know you there, T, we see you there, and we're going to go to Rachel now. Rachel?
Yes, yes. First and foremost, you already know I got to give it to God, because without God, there would be no GQ Palace. I want to give it up to our CEO and our executive and our GQ Palace family, all of our listeners, my fellow Diva Squad sisters, Angie and T. And I want to thank all of our callers tonight, Kim, Flash, Beyonce Oblige, Josh, Shelly, Kia, and Minister Lisa Welsh. And I had a great time tonight. Topics were wonderful. I'm going to turn it back over to my sister Diva, Angie.
Okay. Again, Rachel, in a nutshell, Rachel has pretty much summed it up. But on GQ Palace, we do have other shows on different nights of the show. And starting off on Monday, we have Unsigned Artist Radio with the hosts are different every week with members from GQ Palace. That's from 8 to 9 p.m. with artists that have been on GQ Palace and others as well. On Tuesday nights, we have GPS GQ Power Sports. Hi. GPS is Sports Radio with the Mayor. Mayor, forgive me for messing your name up. And that's from 8 to 10, where it's all sports all the time. And on Wednesdays, it's the Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and T. That's from 8, 7 to 9. I'm slow tonight. Y'all have to forgive me. From 7 to 9 is the Diva Squad, and immediately following Diva Squad at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10 is Fallout Comedy with Chicky Chick. On Thursday nights, we have Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin. That's from 8 to 10 on Thursdays. And Friday, we have Love and Entertainment with our CEO, Rich Money, from 6 to 9, where he brings on different artists and have just general topics and a lot of different things going on a Friday. That's a great show. And on Sunday, we have Spiritual Sundays with our engineer, Lavina Polite, on Spiritual Sundays, where she has different guests on every week as well, where you can get prayer, scripture, and all that on a Spiritual Sunday. And immediately following her show is Crossroad Temple. Lavina's show is from 7 to 9 on Sundays. And immediately following her show is Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker from 9 to 10. With that said, if you guys have a chance, we thank everybody for their support, the listeners, the callers, the internet listeners. We have a lot of internet listeners. Again, we appreciate you. We appreciate your comments and stuff like that. You could also check the archives at GQ at Blog Talk Radio, GQ Palace. GQ Palace Radio. Oh my God, I'm tongue-tied tonight. GQ Palace Radio, and you can go on and check our archives and listen to shows, that past shows that we've had. Again, on that note, I'm chucking up some deuces, and immediately following our show is Chicky Chick. So again, thanks everybody for calling in. We really enjoyed the show. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
My show, clap it up. You're out here with Fall Out Comedy Wednesday with your boy Chicky Comedian. Baby, clap it up, 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 clap it up. That's right. Your boy is back in the building, revamped, revisited, re-energized. That's right. Chicky Comedian, after a 2-week hiatus, is back in the building with GQ Palace, man. A lot of things have been happening. A lot of things have been going down the pipe. Some sad, some things that make you glad about, some things that make you smile or frown about. But still and all, I'm here for you people, ready to tell some jokes, ready to get it on. Is y'all ready for Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays? Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday, 9 to 10, right here on GQ Powers Radio. Yo, you can check us out at 646-200-3838. I'm going to say that again, that's 646-200-3838. And what you're going to do, like, when you're on the line, you're going to hear everybody talking and stuff. And you might have an opinion. You might got a joke. You need to get off your chest. And don't worry about the comedian hyping, because that's not what I do. I tell jokes for a living, and I tell jokes for the Lord. I don't tell them to impress nobody. I already give the glory up. So what you're going to do is you're going to press 1. Press 1, put you on the line. That's right with me, whatever guest I have on. So I'm going to give you that number again. That number is 646-200-3838. Each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10, my show is following the love show that just with the Diva Squad. Give it up for the Diva Squad. They don't need things. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up for my DJ. Give it up, DJ. The DJ sometimes don't be on point, but you know what? This is the kind of show we got. Anything can happen, so give it up to the DJ. Hey, yo, I'm telling you, man, if you ever been out, the DJ might just not be doing his thing that night, but I tell you, if somebody get on that microphone like this, well, this boy, I want to give a big shout-out to the DJ, because the DJ doing their thing up in here tonight. It's popping up in here. The music is going down. The DJ is right on point. Big shout-out to the DJ. Big shout-out to the DJ. Watch out, DJ, be on point. That's how they do it. You ever see the girl at the party, like they be like spring break at the party? Everybody, my name is Becky, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and spring break rules, woo! Spring break rocks, woo! Yeah, your boy is back, man, your boy is back. And I got a whole bunch of announcements, man. I'm going to let y'all know what's going on behind the scenes. GQ Palace is going through a big old thing right now, yo. That's right, look, we like this side right now, but what happens is we're growing, yo. So what's happening, we're becoming more of a family, we're becoming more of a fellowship type of unit, man, and y'all about to see some big things come up with GQ Palace, man. Y'all about to see some real big things come up. Yo, y'all about to see some things come up with my show. That's right, Fall Out Comedy Wednesday is about to get a total revamp, baby. We're going to have some talk show type style of show where I'm going to have people sitting down on couches and we're going to be bugging them out. It's going to be like, I get like this Arsenio Hall type of vibe mixed in with Saturday Night Live, mixed in with a little bit of Chicky Chick, baby, the claw mouth comedian. That's right. That's what I do, y'all. I tell jokes for a living. And I'm like, the only thing that's going to stay on my show that y'all always used to give it up for my monologue, the monologue. If y'all want to monologue, it's my monologue. That's right. If y'all know what a monologue is, it's kind of like, I'm explaining to all my new listeners, because I know I got a lot of new listeners out there. That's right. I know I'm breaking records right now on GQ Palace Records. Oh, I'm claiming it in the blood. It's covered in the blood. I'm claiming breaking records. That's what I'm doing right now. But I'm saying a monologue, people, is what you see like on the talk shows where they get up there and they have a few subjects that they talk about and make jokes about. I try to do my same little monologue. And this is how we're going to start this monologue this week. This monologue is going to be talking about, we're going to talk about the state of comedy in America today, particularly in our area. Now, as y'all know, there's a lot of things that's going on with the comedy. If y'all know me, man, I do like my comedy, got revamped how my life was, man. I changed my life over. I'm in God's graces right now. I walk and I talk in His graces and His will, man. And then, you know, my comedy switched over. So I'm no longer doing shows that's at the spot where I ain't supposed to be at. But now I'm doing shows for the Lord, man. I'm getting blessed. I'm being at churches. I'm being at, I wouldn't say arenas, but I'm being at forums. So, you know, like sporting events and stuff like that. And so I'm getting a chance to be myself on stage and don't have to worry about performance a lot of things. But right now, in the media, man, you're seeing a focus on a whole different type of comedy. Like I said, I support all my people, man. You know, I just watched Kevin Hart's comedy, Let Me Explain. Give it up for Kevin Hart. Give it up for Kevin Hart, man, because he's making ways for people to eat, man. So give it up for Kevin Hart right now. Give it up for Kevin Hart. Give it up for the DJ. Give it up for my DJ, the sound engineer. That's on point. If you didn't know, right, if you didn't know, it was hilarious, man. And then, but the thing about it was, man, like, you know, you can see that Kevin Hart transition now. Like, he come off a different way because now that he's in his fame, he's different jokes to talk about. And, you know, it wasn't, you know, I wouldn't say it was his, you know, in my opinion, I wouldn't say it was one of his best shows I ever seen. But, you know, with him being famous now, you can say things and people anticipate the funny. You know what I mean by anticipate the funny? Like, I'm a funny guy. So when I'm at parties, I'm bugging out with people, they already ready to laugh because they're anticipating the funny. They know I got something to say. Now, it's hard for a lot of us who's not in front of an audience to know us to be able to have a good joke. And the state of how things is that at the end of his thing, man, he got up there and, you know, no matter how you want to judge somebody, you know, how he's church and how raunchy how many is, he got up there and said he want to thank God, man, because he remember when he couldn't be doing stuff like that. He, like, maybe the 6 or 7 comedian to ever do Madison Square Garden. Not how big that is. And he's in front of all the people. He's rocking, man. So big shout-out to him. And big shout-out to all the comedians that's making avenues, man, for people to be able to feed their kids, for people to be able to take care of their bills, man. Because right now, I'm finding my own avenue. That's why I tell jokes to the Lord. I'm no longer in competition with the world, man. Right now, God is just setting everything in order for me to count my blessings, man. And that's why I wanted to bring this up. Because your boy, that's right, I'm saying, your boy got first featured show this Saturday. You gotta give it up. You gotta give it up. Yeah. God is amazing. And let me tell you how God works, right? The person who was hosting this show and who was opened up for me, I opened up for them a few months ago. God had switched places. Now I'm in a feature set. I'm closing down the show. This is the first time. So now I'm walking in, and, you know, I got my little water stand. I got my little stand for my DVDs. And, you know, I got extra tickets for people to be able to come. And I got somebody to be in the family. They got, like, the church fans. So they call the Santas. I got three people that's going to be fanning me every time I get sweaty. So I'm like, where's my church fanner? And they come over running to me like this, we got you, we got you. And ladies are fanning me. So give it up for my church fanner. We ain't got no church fanners. Like, we shall go have some church fanners. Church Santa. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. So that's like, so your boy, this Saturday, doors open at 3 o'clock, show start at 4 o'clock. We will be at the Love of Jesus Family Church. That's right, the Love of Jesus Family Church in North New Jersey is located on Baldwin Street, right off of South Orange Avenue. That's right, we're in the hood, but God is in the graces. We got a parking lot. We're going to be a big show, $15, man, at the door, the same price as the tickets. They're not trying to charge you nothing, man. We got a whole bunch of comedy, all Christian comedians coming through. Your boy, Chick the Comedian, that's right, the Gospel Comedian Guru, will be featuring, will be headlining, will be shutting the show down if God bids. Will, baby. That's like, make sure you come out there, man. Yeah, I think it's 27 to 33, Baldwin Street in North New Jersey. That's like, hosting the show will be Patricia Andrews, Pat Andrews. That's like, if y'all know, if y'all in the area, she's like one of the big Christian comedians, man. She's somebody I looked up to, and that's why I said I just opened up for her a few months ago, man. Now she's opening up for me, so I'll tell you right now, man, God is moving right now. If you don't know, your boy got his DVD out right now. It's called I'm Not Here to Preach, I'm Here to Tell Jokes. That's right, we got them. You can check me out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hit me up at Chick the Comedian. That's like C-H-I-C-C, the Comedian. I'm going to say it again, C-H-I-C-C, the Comedian. This is what we do, man. Yo, I'm so excited right now. I'm so excited. Do y'all understand? I'm so excited. Also, your boy got a show November 2nd. That's right, November 2nd, I will be, you gotta believe it, right? I'm gonna be upstate New York doing a show at a prison. Y'all get what I'm saying? I just came home from prison. Now I'm going back to do jokes in the prison. Tell me God ain't good. They said, hey, man, why don't we go, why don't you wear a jail suit? I said, no, because the devil liar. I'm not putting on the jail suit ever again. I ain't putting on handcuffs ever again. I ain't even playing like that. If my wife showed me handcuffs, she might go down. Nah, it might go down. She might go on a ball of handcuffs. Try to tie me to the bed. Try to tie me to the bed, right? Oh, that's what I get, DJ? That's what I get? I get the dry laugh, DJ? That's what I get. Y'all, it's so crazy. That's right, yo. Listen, tonight, man, tonight on my show, on the Fallout Comedy Show, we'll be talking about, man, the state of comedy right now. So we want you to call in at 646-200-3838. Tell me why you feel the state of comedy is right now. Is we living like in the golden age of comedy, or has it passed us? Right now, is the greatest past us already, or do we got a whole bunch of people coming in? Because right now, comedy is like, yo, I'm going to let y'all know right now, for real. Comedy is kind of like, to God's what home health is to women right now. Everybody's trying to tell you. You know, everybody's a home health aide right now. There's no reason for anybody to not have a job. No, I'm serious, y'all. They're giving out home health aide certificates. 2 weeks, you pass training. 3 weeks, you got a new job. Now, you might be changing diapers and, you know what I mean, you know, moving a bedpan from the toilet back to somebody's butt. It's still a job, yo. And you know what it says in the Bible? Like I said, I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes. It says every job you do, you're supposed to be doing it as if you're doing it for God. Now, if you get my CD, you'll see how I got a little joke about that. I don't want to do it on air because it's $5. That's all it is. It's $5 for my DVD. That's all it is. It's just $5 for my DVD. Yo, I got a message. I got a message right now, right? And, you know, this is kind of saddening me because this person right now is usually like my road dog. This person is like my Toto, and I'm Dordy. I'm Dordy, and then she Toto, and what's that cowboy name? Somebody hit me over. See, this one's supposed to have an engineer. Engineer supposed to hit you with the name. Long John. Is it Long John Silver? Is it him with the dude on the side? I forgot who it is. But I'm Batman. She's my Robin. That's right. Listening on the air right now. You got my girl T. That's why she's from Lost Fantasy Radio right now. She's right now. She can't speak. This is how she sounds right now. She had to get some things taken. But she's good though. I can talk about her. I can talk about her. God has delivered her. I can talk about her now. Now, she wasn't doing real good. I ain't supposed to say nothing. So I can talk about her because she's doing good. So big shout out to my girl, T. I'm sending love out to you. I'm sending the anointing right now. I am touching your throat in the name of Jesus. The anointing is right there on your throat. God told me to take it. He said, take some lemon juice. And take some lemon juice. And take some grapes and rub it on your chest. Drink some lemon juice and take some grapes and rub it on your chest. That's what God told me to tell you right now. Rub it on your chest. I'm so sorry. I tell you, I am very influenced by those who go down. And look, this is all I want to tell y'all, right now, this is what I want to tell y'all. I need y'all to call in at 646-238-38. That's right. Let me know what's on your mind with the state of comedy. Right now, we're going to play a song, right? Let's play something good, DJ. Let's play something good. Keep it insane. We feel a real good night. So we need some of that up-tempo stuff. Do you still get it? I want to play that song with that gospel rapper. He's like, he go hard. He sound like he's DMX. But then he's like, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, I need to hear that. And what we're going to do, when I come back, yo, you're listening right now, you might want to listen because I'm getting big shout out. I'm going to name my top five Jersey comedians I feel right now. Now, I'm going to let y'all know right now, if anybody's omitted, yo, I'm sorry, man, we can only be five. But these five is not just because they are, you know what I mean, the best comedians. But what I mean by this, I take something from these guys. When I see these guys perform on stage, I see something in them that's not really unique, man. We're really holding Jersey down right now. I think the whole comedy family that don't do the jokes that I do, you know, they still love me. They still accept me, man. And they still let me know, man, that, you know, they ain't mad at me. You know what I mean? And I'm saying about trying to convert some of them. But you know what? They doing what they doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. Maybe my light will shine on them. And they really see, man, that telling jokes to the Lord is a good thing. So when we come back after this song, I'm going to name my top five New Jersey comedians. Let me go up north, though. We got a whole bunch of them. We're going to go up north comedians that's in my area right now. I'm going to try to get one of them to call in. See if they can call in right now. We're going to do a little tag team bugging out. So what we're going to do right now, this is GQ Palace. Follow our comedy Wednesdays with your boy, Chicky Comedian. Call in at 646-200-3838. That's right, 646-200-3838. Don't be scared to press 1. I want to talk to you. I'm not going to bite you. Play that song, DJ.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, yeah. when I'm walking past the mirror. Ain't worried about doing what you're gonna do. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to get better.
That's why Chief the Comedian, he's back in the building. If you weren't there before we left, that's why you're listening to Fallout Comedy with your boy Chief the Comedian, Dominique Guru, the comedy Christian Guru. That's why this is what I do. I tell Joseph and I tell Joseph Lord. If you're listening on your radio or if you're listening on the internet now, I need you to call in at 646-238-3838+1. The topic that we got going on tonight right now, we want to know the state of comedy. Is it a state of emergency or is it a state of necessity, man? We know right now the king on top right now as far as the, you know, the bread of the comedy world is Kevin Hart. I think it's undisputed right now. Like, we can have an argument right now. But right now, he can call any of Rainier and Rocket. If you've seen his thing, he's over there doing shows in Denmark and Oslo, Norway. And, I mean, he's crazy. Germany, like, the man is selling out all across in other countries, man. It's crazy. I don't even know what that is right now. I'm trying to leave Jersey and do comedy, man. But, you know, I'm still local, man. But you know what? God is good anyway, man. What was that, man? I'm talking about the state of emergency that's in comedy right now. And right now in my area, I got a whole bunch of comedians that's in my area, man. I figured, man, it's like, they like real nice. One thing I did want to tell y'all, man, I didn't really want to bring up any, like, older comedians, man. Like if I had to tell y'all right now, like, in my area, I got a whole bunch of guys who is, like, they're pioneers. Let's start off, Bill Bellamy. Y'all know, clap it up, Bill Bellamy. He's from North New Jersey. He's from my hometown. Bill Bellamy, right now, I guess, like, Bill Bellamy is, like, crazy. He's crazy. Bill Bellamy's out there. We also got my man Parnell Holloway. Give it up for Parnell Holloway. He out in New York more now, but he's actually from North New Jersey. Give it up for Parnell Holloway. And make sure you check out the pages out on Facebook stuff, man. So we got, like I say, I told y'all, we got Cool Bubba Ice. I know y'all remember Cool Bubba Ice. Cool Bubba Ice was from Def Jam back in the day. He wore the hat when he did the Bart Simpson voice. And then the Homer voice and the Maggie voice and the Mars voice, he killed it, man. He's still doing that, dressing crazy. So give it up for him. Give it up for Cool Bubba Ice. Listen, man, we got Gator Comedian. We got Rashawn Reed. We got We got, oh, man, y'all making me tongue-tied. Don't get me embarrassed right now. We got hamburger. Y'all remember hamburger? That's like hamburger. Yo. Oh, listen, now, my top five, I got to name this man. Because this man right now, I said his name now, but I flipped up. I got to keep him in my area, man. His name is Rashawn Reese, man. Rashawn Reese has actually been on One Mic Stand with Kevin Hart. The man is really out there, man. He's a funny type of guy, man. He's a funny type of guy. He do his own thing, man. I don't get to work with him that much, and he's a real funny guy, man. He's like, he's one of the guys that always grabs the mic. He always performs. He's a veteran man. He's in my top five, man. I got to give it up to Rashawn Reese, man. Another person. I'm going to give y'all a real story about this person right here, man. This man right here, I came home from federal prison. And one of the guys that was doing like a re-entry program, they had the mayor of East Orange, the city of East Orange, the mayor of Irvington. They had a whole bunch of dignitaries. So he said, well, he said, yo, since you're a comedian, just came home from jail, I'm going to have you do this show, man. It's like a re-entry thing. It's going to be comedy, the bug out. Show them that, you know, a person can really change their life around, man. And it was real cool. It was real cool how I was able to do it in that format. So this guy was there. His name is Jonathan Martin. That's right. Jonathan Martin from Union, New Jersey. If you don't know who he is, he's been on BET on my family with Kevin Hart. He was one of the clowns. If I'm saying mistake, he was a clown school for the Ringling Brothers Circus. Like, he was a clown school. And he's a real funny guy, man. This guy, he was hosting the show, man. And after I did my thing, you know what he said to me? He said, yo, you's a funny guy, man. Stay in contact. And, you know, like, in the industry, man, you get to hear that a lot, man. Call my people, you call my people, just hook up. What he did, man, he really called me. We did a whole bunch of shows. We did Laugh House out in Philly. We did a show out in Union that he had, a little room out there, man. So definitely, Jonathan Martin is in my top five in Jersey. All right, now, give it up, Jonathan Martin! Yo, my DJ is not on point. So I named three right now, DJ, right? You looking through the window. And look, I'ma name this other person, right? This might be a surprise, because I don't have that many people left that I could put in there. I said Jonathan Martin, Rashawn Reese, right? This person right here that's in my top five, man, he's a funny guy, man. I've seen this guy perform. We did a show at the Ash Lounge in Montclair, Bloomfield, New Jersey. And, you know, I didn't even know who the guy was. I didn't know who he was at all. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. But this guy, if you go on his Instagram page, which is Ty Rainey, you can look him up, a comedian Ty Rainey at tyrainey.com. He got his thing going on right now. He's a family guy like me, man. His name, he's doing his thing, man. Ty Rainey, man, he's one of the guys where I'm looking at and saying to myself, man, I need to be where he's at, man. But, you know, on my type of level. So give it up for Ty Rainey. Ty Rainey's in my top five, baby. Top five. Now, this will get interesting, right? Because I named three people that right now I feel as though they're funny in any type of arena that they hit into. This is kind of like a three-way split for me for who could actually take me in this top five. They really like be the five, be the six, or be the seven, depending on how it is, man. But I gotta give it up for this person because this person has, you know, when I see the growth, I see the swag in him. Right now, he's the host of Jonathan Martin every other Monday at Marlowe's in Irvington, man. Yo, a real, this guy's a real funny joker, man. And right now, it's crazy. He's also a chef. His name is Samad Phelps. Give it up for Samad Phelps. Yo, Samad Phelps is a young up-and-coming comedian, man. Real funny, man. And, yo, But I gotta give it up, man. I gotta give it up to this guy, man. This guy is a real funny guy, man. This is a person who we from the same block. We grew up together, man. I came off from federal prison, and everybody told me, yo, first thing they said, yo, did you hook up with Haj yet? Because Haj do that, man. His name Hassan, Baby Boy Oliver, man. I don't know what else you have to say. The man is really bigger than time before. He hosts everything. When I say he hosts everything, he hosts everything. He's like my road dog, man. Actually, right now, this is what I'm doing. I'm hitting him up right now. I'm going to try to see if you can call into my show. So right now, I'm going to say, call into my show. I'm texting him right now while we're on the phone. And I'm going to see if I can get him on, man. 646-238-38. I'm going to see if I can get him on tonight, man, because, you know, I know he's probably doing a show right now. Like, everybody already know, Wednesday's is family night in my house. I know he's probably doing a show right now. This is real crazy. I'm going to see if my man going to be able to call him. That's my top five. No particular order now. I'm not going no order. But my top five is Hassan, Baby Boy Oliver, Samad Stuff, Rasan Reese, Jonathan Martin, and Ty Raines. And yo, big shout out. I'm gonna hit up. Big shout out to my man, Comedian Ray. Big shout out to my man, CD Thomas. Big shout out to Miss Karma. Big shout out to my man, CJ Got Cracked. CJ, I'm bugging. CJ, top five, baby. You know you with me, man. CJ doing a show with me. It's going to be me, Baby Boy Hyde, CJ, and your man, Marshall Brandon, out there from New York. Got a big show going on upstate New York. The one I told you about November 2nd, he's going to be in the building too, man. It's really going down, yo. It's really going down with your boy. He's out here really making moves, yo. So clap it up for my top five, Jersey Comedians, baby. And like I said, y'all seen I name all these old heads, man, and, you know, it's no disrespect to anybody, man, because, yo, the field runs deep in Jersey. Jersey really got a lot of comedians that's really doing good right now, man. So like I said, if y'all listening right now, we're going to, the number to call in is 646-238-38. What we're going to do in a little while, y'all, we're trying to do a prank call. My prank call was so good last time, man. You know, they saying, yo, we need you to do it again, baby. We need you to do one of the prank calls. But check it out. It's the thing about the prank call. I've never tried to tell that with nobody. A whole bunch of people do prank calls. But what I'm saying is a lot of people stuff be pre-recorded for radio so it don't mess up because you be able to push your buttons. But right here on GQ Power Radio, we don't have to worry about that. We're going to have a lot of prank calls, y'all. A lot of prank calls. Now, if y'all listening right now, this prank caller, I'm trying to let y'all know, I'm going to set y'all up. This person, I don't want to put the person's name out there just yet. But this person, right, he receives Social Security. So y'all know the thing that's going on with the government right now with the Social Security checks. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call this person, man. Tell them, like, yo, I'm a representative right here at the Social Security offices right here in East Orange, New Jersey, right here on the northern side, the northern district. I'm going to make up something. I'm going to say that I was personally given the liaison duty to call in. To call in and say that we're sorry, but we got to be talking to Social Security right now because you're right now you don't really need it. We're going to say that we're prioritizing it. We're giving it to the younger people on Social Security because the older people that get Social Security, they don't necessarily need it because, if they die, we don't need to keep them alive. We need to move them off of Social Security anyway. So I'm going to make that real funny. I ain't going to make it like that extreme, but I'm going to try to make it sound like that. I'm trying to get him to argue with me. And I'm like, yo, this is Fallout Comedy. Get your boy. Your nephew told me to call in on you. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to see how it's going to go. So that's right. That's right. So if you're listening right now, it's going down real big. The number is 646-238-38. I haven't got nobody to call in yet, that as I know, because we still on live. Y'all know how it is. We got the funny thing to y'all, when I'm out here talking to y'all, we also got listeners that's on the internet. So a lot of people is like cleaning up house right now, ironing clothes for their kids. They might be making a snack for the next day, but they got it right there on the radio, the internet, listening to it. So we got internet listening too. So big shout out to all my listeners on the internet over there on blogtalkradio.com. I'm not even good at this because they got a whole list of other, I got to learn that. They got a whole bunch of, like, we're on a whole bunch of different stations. You know, that's the CEO over there. You know, big, we got, like, that big CEO. You don't even get to see him. He got one of them silhouettes that's, like, one of them dark silhouettes. So when you open the room, you can't just see a big-ass silhouette. But, you know, he wear a Kango hat. That's all I can see. He got a bomber and a Kango hat on. That's the only thing I know. Only thing I know, he got a bomber and a Kango hat. This is how he talks. Let me show you. Tell me I can go out and tell you how he talks. And he, if you know what, look, if y'all know what I'm talking about, I'm going to put his name out there because there might be, he might owe taxes. I heard he owe taxes. So I want to put his name out there. But this is how he talks to you, right? Look, this is real. Don't make me laugh, y'all. This is how he talks to you at every meeting. Like, yeah. But here at GQ Power, we have a plan and what we need to do is in advance. If you know, if you don't feel like you want to work at GQ Powers no more, there's no love lost. But here at GQ Powers, we keep love. Because at GQ Powers, we love you. And we're family here at GQ Powers. And all thing you see is just a big old black dude with a Kango and a bomber on. With an 8-ball in the back. Well, I've never seen the back, but I'm presuming that he has an 8-ball in the back. He just tripped that whole thing. Kango 8-ball. Adidas. Playing with songs. Hey, and I want to let y'all know, man, there's one thing that we really want to push on the radio station now. We want to push that you can always touch the link. If you're listening to us on Facebook, if we even on LinkedIn, I believe that we put stuff also on Twitter. If you press that link, even after our show go off, right now it's at 10 o'clock, 7, 10 o'clock, my show was off, you missed it. If you still press that link, after it rolls up, you'll be able to listen to that show, and not only that one, every show that I've ever did. So you can just keep pushing the back button and going to the archives, and you can be listening to every show, not just my show, but every other show that's on GQ Palace Radio, man. And I want to give this time out right now. I want to give this time out. This could be a commercial time out, but this ain't really a commercial time out. This is just a big shout out to my people, man. We have a lot of shows that come on GQ Palace during the week. That's why on Love Talk Radio, we got a whole forum that comes on all through the week. Now, if you was listening to, Love Fantasy Radio with the Diva Squad earlier with Rachel Chin and Angie, she was going down a lineup, and, you know, she was messing up a little bit, you know, at the show, because then they be having wine, they be drinking wine on Love and Fantasy. They go right on there. Right on there. They got Moscato, they got cheddar cheese, and they got crackers. I ain't talking about regular crackers. They got like that, some expensive crackers, like them Jewish crackers. So they be going in on this show. So I guess she's a little tipsy. But I'm going to let y'all know how it goes right here on GQ Palace, right? Now, on Mondays, you got what you call UAR. That's right. UAR stands for Unsigned Artist Radio. Yo, each and every Monday, you can check out a different host. That comes on from 8 to 9 o'clock. And then at that time, we rotate the different artists' music that was played on GQ Palace. Anytime when you see some music playing on GQ Palace, man, we play it on Monday to keep it a heavy rotation. We got to show the artists love, so you can find all that unsigned hype, unsigned artists. They music get played during that time. Then check us out on Tuesday. We got what you call GPS. That's right, GQ Palace Sports. Put your host, the mayor. His show come on 8 to 10. I called in yesterday to the mayor's show to show some love, make sure we doing a little cross love and everything. He got like this good show going on. It's just like one of the Michael K shows and Stephen A. Smith and First Take. He really got one of those shows, man, where he got calls calling in. They talk about the sports, updated scores, updated info. They talk about injuries. They talk about people who ain't living up to their contracts. So make sure you check that on Tuesdays from 8 to 10 with your boy, the mayor, for GQ Palace Sports. Now, we're here on Wednesday, just like we had Wednesday right now. On Wednesday, one of the biggest days of the week for GQ Palace Radio.
That's why on the biggest days of the week, you have all 32 of the Diva Squad. That's right. You got Rachel T and Angie. They hold it down. They hold it down every Wednesday, 7 to 9. 7 to 9, you can check them out. And guess what? Guess what's coming on after this show? Y'all can't guess. Guess what happened? Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is at 9 o'clock? Guess what day? Guess what day? No, no, guess. Just guess. I want y'all to guess. Guess. It's Trick Day? That's right. It's Trick Day? Yeah, y'all thought I was going to say Hump Day, huh? No, no, no. It's Hump Day? That's right. It's your boy Fallout Comedy Wednesday with your boy Chick Comedian. You can check me out from 9 to 10 if you didn't know, because you listened to it now, so obviously you didn't know. So we go past that real quick. On Thursday, you can check out Reality and Relationships. That's with your hosts KL and Tiffany Belvin. That's why you can be able to check them out from 8 to 10. That's Reality and Relationships Radio. That's the show we got holding down Thursday. God, they got their whole Thursday slot, huh? Nobody's going to ask them. No, man. I need to renegotiate my contract. Oh, damn. Rachel T and Angie, we gotta see what's up with them, man. Why they got their whole day and we ain't got our whole day? Why we gotta share? No, I'm loving with my girls, the Diva Squad, man. I don't know what I'd do without them, man. I don't think I have a good race, because you know they got that audience, right? They got that audience. No, I was about to go in on them. My bad. They got an audience that comes over to me. You know, some of the older people who don't stay on, they hang up, you know, because at 9 o'clock, the time for them to go to bed, you know, they got a lot of old people. We got to go to bed. We got to go today. And that's on Thursday, man. I bring it back, man. If you remember, Reality and Relationships, 8 to 10, with your host, KL and Tiffany Belvin. Then on Friday, this was it. Friday is probably the most rated show on GQ Palace, I believe, because they always pop it. Right there on Fridays, you have what you call Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money, and Rich holds it down from 6 to 9 p.m. I believe that Rich has a little forum that comes on from 6 to 7 that he do for an hour. And then on 7 to 9, he has what you call like an artist spotlight. A lot of times he brings in artists from all around, with a new material, maybe he got some old artists. Man, he had Touch of Class. We got hooked up with Touch of Class with my man Pete Jackson. If you don't know who Pete Jackson and Touch of Class is, they are responsible for the song Turn the Beat Around. Got to hit the hot I don't know what. Real Big Shot, real big song. Gloria Estefan actually did the song, and that's why they was on GQ Power Radio doing an interview. So your boy Rich Money is doing it big every Friday from 6 to 9. Make sure you tune in to Love and Entertainment with your host Rich Money. Then what we have on Saturday, we don't have nothing, because that's when they go out. That's when the CEO and the Miss CEO, they go out and they go have fun with each other. They hug each other and kiss each other neck and buy candy apples. And they share candied apples together. And they're going to have good steak. Not cute steak. They're going to have good steak. You know, the steak you walk past, you're like, there's a devil alive. I'm about to pay for that steak right now in the shop, right? No, they pay for the good steak. That's what they do on Saturday. They show each other love on Saturday. Because you know why? They got to show each other love, because on Sunday, it's a holy day. That's like Sunday, we got Spiritual Sunday. That's from 7 to 9 with your girl, Lavina Polite. That's why she comes on from 7 to 9. She's bringing the spiritual. She's making everything calm down during the week, y'all. Check it out. This is real serious, y'all. Check it out. You know, we bug out right here on my comedy show. We bug out all these shows, but do not get it twisted, man. GQ Palace is a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching station, y'all. You know, we got people that's not all. Hey, Lavina, she might be 90-10. I might be 70-30. Rich might be, I ain't even going to put you out there, Rich, but you is. You know, you still got the can on the 8-ball jacket. But you know what I mean. We keep God first in our lives, and that's why we keep sending you to prosper on this station, man. So you can check out Spiritual Sundays from 7 to 9 with your girl, Lorena Polite. And then from 9 to 10, you got what you call Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker. That's right. Crossroad Temple with Faith Walker. That come on from 9 to 10 every Sunday, man.
every Sunday, man. We want to make sure y'all tune in for our shows, man. So clap it up for GQ Palace and the week of radio. We ain't playing. Hey, look, I want to make sure I plug it in with y'all too, man. Make sure I plug it in. Y'all got to remember that y'all got to come out. If y'all in the area, make sure y'all here Saturday, October 19th. October 19th, your boy is at the Love of Jesus Family Church in North New Jersey. It's located on Ballin Street, right off of South 1st Avenue. Your boy is headlining for the first time ever. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see my picture right up there, man. I'm closing out the show. I got a whole bunch of new jokes, y'all, but I wanted to tell them today, y'all, but I didn't because they were more physical, y'all. You know, they're more physical. It needs to be the first time I really just busted them out. And I've been trying to tell my jokes in front of my wife. She don't get it, man. You know, she don't get it, man. And sometimes, every time she say like this, she don't put a smile on her face and laugh. It'd be like my funniest jokes. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess she just continued to do it. I guess the spirit's telling her, don't let me get too conceited, but keep me humble, man. But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to give y'all one preview of a joke. Now look, y'all got to let me know right now. Engineer, right now you got to be serious. You got to be serious. I'm going to say the joke. Now remember, the nature of the joke comes in a different way. This joke is actually, it's tied into my what I'm wearing. So look, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to come out to the stage. I come out to the stage. Boom, you know, it's fire behind me. It's girls flipping. You know, people falling out from the anointing. Nah, that's not how I really come out. But, you know, I'm coming to the stage. Everybody's all energetic. Everybody's all hyped up. Everybody's all excited. They're like, yeah. So I'm explaining that, yo, chickens, comedians in the building. So I go through my little routine. Now, for this show Saturday, I'm going to be having my little pink on for breast cancer. We're going to have my little pink over breast cancer, so I'm going to be looking like real sharp. So I'm going to try to explain to everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm coming to the stage right now, and I'm talking about like, man. Y'all see, I had to come up here, and, you know, I'm kind of sharp right now. I don't want to tell a joke, bro. My wife just came in the studio and messed up the whole joke, bro.
I'm sorry.
I swear to God, you can't even play this off, y'all. She messed up the whole joke, man. I'm mad right now, yo. Drop a bomb. Oh, no. Good. Messed up the whole joke, man. Because every time she come in, she want to mess it up. I'm in the studio. I'm in the bathroom right now, y'all. Like, boy. Now, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to tell you what you can do. I'm going to tell you what you can do. Now, look, this is the truth, y'all. This is the truth. You can't make this up. I'm in a bathroom where I do my show at because my kids are going crazy in there, right? So I'm in a bathroom that's full clothes. Bathroom. Right? I'm not going to say if I was using the bathroom at the time or not. Let's just say I was in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom. Right here, right now, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, feeling real good about the joke I'm about to say. My wife comes in the bathroom with a plate of Chinese food. Now, my bathroom is smaller than a jail cell. I'm letting y'all know, I don't live in luxury. I got a small bathroom. Now, listen, y'all gotta get it. Listen, this ain't a joke yet. This ain't a joke. She comes in the bathroom with a plate of Chinese food. She sets the food on the sink. The sink is not even 2 feet away from the toilet. She pulls down her pants and uses the toilet while her Chinese food and me talking in the small bathroom with myself. And nothing's on my goat. She said, no, she said right now, she comes to the bathroom with the plate and said, oh, this plate is for you. The devil is a liar. You're going to eat that plate. That ain't my plate, y'all. I'm letting y'all know right now, we will get a divorce. We will get a divorce. Hey, Then shout out to the prank call I was supposed to do. I had someone hook me up with a prank call, and the person got a block on their phone. I guess you can't call them without knowing your number. He said, he's like, this, my wife ain't going to get on me talking about a block number. He said, if that was a lie, you won't mess up my household calling me from a block number. Then shout out to everybody that got a block number. They know what they're doing. They block. They ain't gonna put no unknown on us. So look, I'm gonna get back to the joke, y'all. Remember, like I said, my jokes is more physical than anything. So it's kind of hard to get the joke off the way I want it. But the way it is, I'm supposed to be coming up there sharp. Not supposed to be like this. Give it up for yourselves. Y'all looking good. Give it up for yourselves, y'all looking good. Give it up for y'all, y'all looking good. That's right, give it up for y'all. Y'all is looking so good right now. Y'all got dressed for me? Woo! I gotta tell y'all I look good, because I want y'all to tell me I look good. That's right, tell me I look good. Clap it up, because I know I look good. Woo! I look good. And you know, you're going to tell me how I look good, so. Let me move for the TikTok. I'm good. And I said, listen, I'm not just sharp, y'all. I'm just saying, I ain't getting to get sharp for breast cancer month. I got sharp. I'm like the three C's of sharp. And everybody over looking at me, oh, y'all have the three C's of sharpies? I'm about to put y'all up on the three C's of sharp. Because if y'all hit all three C's of sharp, at one time, that's when you know you're hitting it off. I'm going to tell you what the first three, one of the first C's of sharp is. That's red carpet sharp. That's when you can let the red carpet, where you can be able to say, woo, he can go anywhere. Where he going tonight? He going to the Grammy Awards? He going out to eat with his wife? He is red carpet sharp. Then I'm like this, take the picture, and I'm fooled how you going to be red carpet sharp. Then I'm like this, the next C of your sharpness, hey, this is when you're giving all the glory right now. If you step up in the spot like this, everybody talking about how anointed you are. This right here is when you're church sharp. You're church sharp. You're looking real good and you say, take a picture. This is how good I look. I'm a church sharp. And then you hit the last C of sharpness. Now, this last C of sharpness is not something that you really do for yourself. You don't really get to see the sharpness. Everybody else gets to see the sharpness. They really get to give you some praises at this time. You get to go out on top. And this is casket sharp. You're looking casket sharp, baby, with this suit on. Take a picture. Resurrection. I'm back to life. Thank you. Clap it up for that joke, tell me if you thought it was funny. Okay, listen. We're told that we're ready for the prank call. Now, I hope I still have the same premise so I can be able to get off the prank call. I want all y'all to listen, right? I want all y'all to listen. Check it out, right? When I do this call, y'all about to hear the professional voice come out right now. I'm about to have a professional voice. Now, right now, my engineer, can you type in where this guy is from? So that way I can at least know, have some information about what city he's from. Tell me what, put it in right there. You can type real quick. Put it in what city he's from so that way I can know who I'm calling. He's from the Bronx. People in the Bronx ain't got no wit, so this is going to be easy. People in the Bronx, you get to fool them all the time. People in the Bronx. So right now, this guy's name is Kevin. We about to call him right now, and we about to do this prank. If you, I'm ready when you're ready. Let's go.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
And that's our prank call for the night. Couple calling out. This is the Paul Comedy with your boy Chick the Comedian. Oh, engineer, try it again. Let's see if we can get it. We only got that much time. We got to get all the listeners to be able to get
hello.
Into it.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after.
Ain't playing around now. It's over. Call him one more time. Call him one more time. Let's see if we can get this off. I'm about to put my professional voice on, too.
So. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the...
Hello, this is Mr. Derek Favors from the Social Security Department here in the Bronx. I'm asking, can I speak to Kevin Archibald? That's how I would have said it, y'all, if we would have went through. We ain't going through. We got what you call a dead silence in radio, which is not a good thing. We had him at first. We had him at first, but we lost him. He figured out what was going on because everybody in the world is listening to GQ Pounds Radio. I don't even know how we can get it off because everybody's listening to my show. So give it up for GQ Pounds and Fall Out Comedy. That's only being mean that he found out because he listened to my show. Clap it up. Clap it up. Listen, man, we doing real big things. Make sure y'all check me out, man, each and every Wednesday, man. We having so much fun. Let me out. I'm not even gonna lie. This is a real deal that my wife came here with the Chinese food, man. I can't believe she did it right now. Like, y'all didn't know, my wife is pregnant. I'm having a baby. I'm having a baby. May 10th is when my babies do. May 10th. And I'm going to have a PayPal baby shower. That's right. For all my people that's all around, we're going to have a PayPal baby shower. A certain time, it's going to be in April. During a certain day on Saturday, you're going to have all day Saturday where you'll be able to deposit funds into the PayPal for the shower. And what I'm doing for that shower, that's right, I'm going to be doing a live feed, man, of jokes, of bugging out pictures, going to be flooding on my Facebook page. And I don't know if it's ever been done, but we're going to have a PayPal baby shower, man. I'm letting y'all know, man, that I need it, man. So if y'all can support it, do what y'all need to do. Now, my wife, I'm like, you so tacky. But as soon as she be counting that money like this, babe, we really needed it. But yeah, man, I'm having a baby, man. I'm real happy, man. A lot of things is going on. I tried to get some people to call into my show, but you know what happens, man? I told y'all before, man, that this, you know, God ain't gonna allow nobody to come on my show that ain't serving his purpose, man. That's what it probably is, man. Maybe they ain't calling because they doing other things, man, and they want to jump out there, you know what I mean, jump into the spirit right now, man. Because this, we have the anointing over here. You ain't know the anointing is on my show, man. So big shout out to everybody, man. Make sure y'all go check out the roster, man. When y'all go on GQ Pounds Radio, y'all check us out on Blog Talk Radio blogtalkradio.com/GQ-Pounds. That's right. You check us out right there. You get to see the roster of everybody that's going on during the week. Make sure you check me out, Fall Out Comedy Wednesday with your boy Chicken Comedian, man. Before my show, you want to also check out the Love Fantasy Show with Rachel T and Angie, man. They come on, man, from 7 to 9 on Wednesdays, man. And don't forget next week we have the GQ Palace Party, right? Am I saying that right? We got the GQ Palace Party that's going down? I'm right, y'all, right? Right. Forget that. Can you tell me, Emma? This week we had a GQ Power party. That's why it's Saturday. We got a GQ Power. No, October 18th. October 18th is a Friday. That's why October 18th, we at the Old Sweetwater. We at the Old Sweetwater right there. One thing, this is for the anniversary, right, Rich? Am I right? This is for the anniversary of GQ Palace. We are two years strong. That's right. And it's in the Bronx. Old Sweetwater, if you're from New York, you already know where it is. We in the Bronx, October 18th at the Old Sweetwater. The two-year anniversary of GQ Palace video. Your boy is trying to get in the building, but y'all already know how it is for me. I work from 4 to 12. I didn't want to put a guarantee because we had to put the money in, but your boy's going to try to make it out there to the Bronx, man, because I want to make sure I'm with my GQ Pounds family. It's important because I got a show the next day, so I got to worry about this. So, it's a real blessing that was going on right now, man. You about to see some things, like I said, you about to see a revamp of that GQ Pounds Radio, man. We about to do some big things. I don't want to make no announcements so far, because I don't know if I have, like, permission to. I don't know if it's, like, my business is safe, you know, if somebody going to prove me wrong. But
But we got some real big things coming up, man. We one more objective, man. We're gonna leave it in God's hands. But right now, man, we stand dedicated to the craft. Big shout out to all the hosts that's on each and every show. So we got about, let me count. Monday we got one show. Tuesday we got one show. That's two. Wednesday two shows. That's four. Thursday and Friday that's five, six. And then Sunday we got two more shows. That we got eight shows and about what 11 different hosts. Am I right? We got. Am I right? Am I right? We got all the hosts on Monday. We got the mail Tuesday. We got Rachel T and Angie on Wednesday and me. So where we at? We have about five, right? Five. Then we got KL, Ms. Bivens over there. We got Belvin. That's a seven. We got eight, nine, ten. We got ten, right? Ten people, ten hosts, maybe 11. That's right, and eight different shows. So clap it up for that, man. This has been your boy right here, Chick the Comedian. Make sure y'all call him next time, man. 656-200-3838. Make sure you just press the one, man. We doing real big things over GQ Power Radio, man. It's been real, man. Like I say, every time I end off my show, I want to give all glory to God, man. Because I'm all the anointing, man. So big out shout out to everybody, man. Make sure you call in, man. 646-200-3838. We do this every week. Follow Comedy Wednesdays with your boy Chick Comedian. I'm out. I gotta go. I got Chinese food over here. I'm gonna eat it.
Come to the palace if you want to. My crew's serving with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's serving with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1, 2, 5, 7, now pure glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes out spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters that you curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that turnstile, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Got to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Wild parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.